What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
And Chi is sitting on spiky styrofoam.
Yes, I am. It's like you won't be able to tell which panel would, like, by shape is the one that I sat on.
The brown spot will do it.
But maybe by smell later.
Yeah. Spiky side up, in case you guys are wondering. Oh, subscribe. Boom. Thank you.
Yikes. All right. We've got a new Patreon, Carl. Thank you very much.
Carl is with a K, by the way, but I just put it there. Carl with a K means he's German, right? That just guarantees he's German.
Wasn't that the Deep Rock Galactic? Is that Carl?
Carl, yeah. But I don't know how they spell it.
I think it's with a K. Mm. It is a good K. It
seems more powerful with a K.
It definitely does.
Yeah. But your way of spelling Sean, worst way.
Because it's phonetic?
No, because I have to make fun of you somehow.
I didn't realize, when I saw Sean spelled S-E-A-N for the first time, I didn't make, I thought the guy's name was Seen.
So yeah, did I.
I didn't, yeah. I mean, of course, I was probably like 8 or something, yeah. But I didn't really know that was Sean.
Is that the British way?
It is, right? There's a long history of the spelling of Sean going back to
ancient Nordic, Egyptians.
Nordic, actually.
It's like Bobby started on different versions of Robert. Wow. Let's not go down
there. No, that one's easy. Just don't call me Bob.
Yeah.
And we're good.
No, you mean about all the different versions.
You guys don't have it as bad as me. I get called She, Shy, Chai all of the time. Kai.
Shy
even.
Sounds pretty cool.
Shy LaBeouf?
It does.
That's why your name was
It's actually Chia LaBeouf, not Shy LaBeouf.
Is that what? Okay.
As my nickname.
Yeah, you get so many puns and stuff. I think it's worth... Well, I don't know. I'm not on your side. But it seems like it to... Well, yeah, I like to do puns. So, yes, it's worth it for me that you have a name called Chi. Mm-hmm. So that I can say Raunchy.
You know what I heard for the first time? Hmm. Chicharrones.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So...
I love chicharrones.
Chicharrones. Yep. It's full of nicknames.
Emilio, you can't do anything with. It's just E... Or Emilio, and kids called me Emilio Bedelia when I was in.
There you go.
Yep.
But then Night at the Roxbury came out, and that changed everything.
That changed everything. It really, really did.
Do you guys even know?
I've seen the movie, but I don't recall the scene.
Boy. All right. See, isn't that nice now?
It's really nice.
I remember I did that to you one of the first times I met you, and I could tell, like, oh, boy, he's got that. Because I get, like, Bobby Boucher, and, like, who even knows what? Like, I get a lot of that shit, too.
But. I understand the whole thing. Like, I tried not to. I had my pre-set up things for it because it was. Responses. I knew it was coming. Yeah. So, like, people would be like, and I was like, Emilio. And I would always do the following line in the movie, which is, and then he tipped his hat like this. And everybody looks at me all super weird.
Like, nobody.
Like, you know what? Fuck you, dude. If you're not going to play the game, don't bring up the goddamn movie.
This is a scene.
Like this. And who do you think that guy was? Emilio Estevez.
Mario Duckman, I swear to God. I was like, Emilio!
Emilio!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad. They got their back turned on by the fat chick at the club. That is a next
you
level
seen
of
that movie,
shame.
Chi?
It was in the 90s. That was a while ago.
I have not known.
I don't know if it'll
I know
hold
I would
up.
Love it. Yeah, I know I would good. Love it.
It might. I mean, it's Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, let's talk about some video games here. We got quite a bit happening, actually. Core POC. Let's talk about that first.
Did we talk? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Core. So this is the proof of concept I was talking about last week. Actually, you want to click on that link.
It goes directly to
the YouTube video that they just put up, I believe, today. So Core is the new Paragon substitute. They're taking all the assets and they're remaking into a new game called Core. Is being created by MetaBuff. The first part of this trailer is them just like showcasing what the characters look like. Well, this is pretty much like all the characters that every character they show was part of the original cast in Paragon. They don't have any originals yet. They also showcase the map, and they showcase a little bit of gameplay, but the gameplay is like extremely basic. Like, they're not actually playing in the map, they're playing in a another proof of concept map that hasn't been fleshed out yet.
That's how Paragon was at the early days. I remember they're like, this is how combat's going to look. And it was the same thing, too. So I guess the engine lends to that.
So they're reusing all the same characters from Paragon.
Yes.
Yeah, because they were free.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Paragon was like, have it, you know? Not because they went into Fortnite.
Yeah. So the map, the new map, looks like it's a cross between the two, the Legacy and the, whatever the new one was called.
The smaller one, right?
The smaller one, right. Yeah, it's a cross between the two, which is good. Hopefully it's, I really like the
ooh, that maze looks, or what is it, jungle?
Yeah, the jungle. That's like the best part of this game. And the jungle, like, I remember playing this game for like the first week. I got lost in the jungle for like a full
as
week.
As you should, I guess, right?
That jungle is, like, if...
I won't say it's the best jungle, though. The other one, Super Monday Night Combat, the jungle being on a second level, it was a whole, it added
they never
so
redid
much
that,
to
too.
It.
They never, you no, never saw that in another game. Yeah. The jungle, you would actually have to, it was like 3D chess, basically. You had to jump up to another level and then you were in the jungle.
Well, if your character had verticality, then you could get there without an elevator, but some with elevator only. So that added even more to it. Anyway, sorry, didn't mean to shit on you.
No, hey, then. Yeah, Monday Night Combat, I think this game took a bit from Monday Night Combat, taking the levels into consideration, but there's just three regular lanes of push, and then there's like a high jungle and a low jungle in this one.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, in a way. So you can ambush from high, but the main jungle's lower than the rest of the map.
Is it like Dota, where you have high ground and low ground, and that gives you advantages?
It doesn't, no damage potential.
Oh, okay.
But it just, sight advantage. Hmm.
So what can you expect out of this game?
Man, I hope it's
you can't
exactly like Paragon.
Yeah. Really can't, because they're unknown.
Yeah.
We don't even know if they can program.
Well, Metabuff, they were, I can't remember, Unleashed Games. So they changed their name from Unleashed to Metabuff.
And
so
what have they done?
I don't recall, but I remember looking at the list. They have done
something. All they got to do is just remake the same game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the model has been set. Do they have any idea on when this is going to come out, though?
Alpha's coming out January, I believe. They're going to be sending out 10,000 alpha codes.
How do you get your hands on that?
They haven't put that out yet, either. I'm assuming it's going to be on their Discord when they put that out as well.
Well, I appreciate that they're sending out codes in alpha and not just being a paid alpha.
Yeah.
Even though a paid alpha might help them in the long run of things. But generally, that's the normal equation that games go.
More on that later with
Daisy.
Something that Bobby played.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much all there is right now. They don't. And it will be coming out for a PS4 as Paragon was.
Were you referencing DayZ when you said that? Because DayZ finally officially went into beta from alpha just now.
No, I thought they were going to have their
They were in alpha for 1,800 days.
Jesus Christ.
There's so little to say. I wonder if they were just like, hey, guys, let's do this. And they're like, nothing's changed. And they're like, let's just say that we did.
That's right? What some games have done.
It's so much easier than doing work. We'll just say something.
and during the next 10 days, they'll be giving out 5 more updates about the game, just going into more in-depth about the game.
So we're going to be hearing about this every week.
No.
Cheers, Minnie. You're actually drinking that
10 days.
Oh, 10 days.
10 days ago, 5 updates, yeah. So I will be talking about this more later.
Cool. All right, so a lot of people have been talking about Artifact. This game is now out in early access, beta. I mean, it's out where people can actually play it. The NDA has been lifted. A lot of people are talking about it. There's been some upset about the way that they monetized this game, though.
So I know a little bit about this. I've been waiting for this game because it's so interesting that an established game, even though Elder Scrolls Legends wasn't one of the top dogs, it was maybe fourth or fifth on the list, if I were to guess, now has been going downhill, which is so weird for something that's already been established. So I've been waiting for a new addiction, because I am straight addicted to fucking Elder Scrolls. I almost spent $40 there the other day on there, and I was like, no, I can't do this. Artifact's about to come out. So
wait, this is the Steam one, right?
This is the one made by Valve.
Valve, my bad.
And, people, there's first game in 8 years or whatever, and Valve has a great track record and all this. And so, you know, Artifact was like, the subreddit was very like, talking about like what they could talk about, blah, blah, blah. As soon as the NDA was dropped, it just fucking went crazy. Like everybody that had early access codes said, guys, this is fucking fucked up. So basically, this is their business model. And this doesn't work like any other card game. Most of them are free. So you pay $20 up front. Mm-hmm. You cannot get any other card after that initial bump of cards unless you pay for them. You cannot play for free.
That sounds like the retail equation, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like playing Magic?
It's like playing Magic in real life.
But yeah.
But digital CCGs, they never operate that way. Like they give you the option, you can grind and get cards, or you can pay money and kind of speed up that process. And everyone's generally been okay with that for all the CCGs. Now they did say, they did recant some of that, right? Like they said, okay, we're going to let you, or they announced a few changes.
Yeah, they announced a few changes. So event tickets were like $1 or $1.50.
Well, they're $5 for $5.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you got to buy it. You got to spend $5, but you get five of them. I don't know if there's other bundles you can get.
And the other really, let me cut away really quick. What's kind of cool about this is the card trading is going to be happening over the Valve community store or whatever. You know, whatever they have for trading now.
Yeah.
That's going to be implemented. And of course, don't they make a percentage on that, Bobby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's basically Valve's auction house.
Yeah, exactly.
They make a pretty good cut on that.
I do kind of like that because, you know, maybe you meet somebody that really needs this one card and is willing to pay anything and, you know, you fucking upsell them or whatever. That I like that part of Magic, that whole, you know, the bartering system.
Right.
I like that as far as, and you can get the card you want for the money. If you have money, you can get whatever you want. But, of course, I think the top Reddit comment was, this is a game for whales, meaning people who have money.
Right.
Not for the average Joe, because you're going to be a whale smashing average Joes because it's, you know, it's pay to win. But there's not going to be any average Joes because they can't grind their way to greatness or whatever. So anyway, in response to the Reddit uproar, they made it possible to grind event tickets. And with an event ticket, you can go into the arena. I won't explain arena, but it's a way to get more cards.
Is it basically like the
arena and every other card game?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Hearthstone. And a lot of people were upset that the most interesting part about this game was the draft mode. And the only way to get into the draft mode was with an event ticket that you had to buy. And there was no way to practice for the draft mode or prepare yourself without spending money. So people were really upset about that. But they have said that they're going to do like Phantom Draft. Also, there was a problem with duplicates. Like you would just get constantly the same card over and over again when you opened up packs. So now you can turn those cards into event tickets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was no way to get rid of multiples before in the initial build. And now, I mean, that's just common knowledge, right?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Obviously, you would put that in your game.
So from what I hear, and me not really looking into Artifact much at all, but being excited for it nonetheless because I am a big Dota 2 fan, it's disappointing to find out that it is a pay-to-win because Dota 2 is nothing like that at all.
Well, the term they were throwing around a lot was pay for everything. It's not just pay-to-win. Like, you literally have to you're getting nickel and dimed every which way you go.
That is so unfortunate because Dota 2 is nothing like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I admire Dota 2 because you have all the heroes unlocked right away.
Yep.
You have maybe not even playing ground, but you start off with whoever has been playing for years and years and has experience on you, but they don't actually have
anything. Any advantage.
The starting pack in Dota 2 is just the only thing that gets you further ahead is knowledge and experience.
Yeah.
Whereas with the card game, unfortunately, that's the completely opposite equation for now compared to what the MOBA is. So it's weird that it doesn't translate over, and it would be very upsetting.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's a rough start for them. I mean, I think eventually Valve, they listen to the community and they'll do what the people want, but it's just bad press for this game to come out to this kind of feedback.
Yeah. It's a drag. I had one more point, but it doesn't matter. We know where we stand on this. I'm going to be throwing $20 at it for sure. 100%. But, More on that when it comes out. So it comes out the 19th. So I'll be talking about it next week.
Have you played every PC card game that you know of?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Except for the like shitty one, like
the obvious rips.
Not obvious rips, but if they're not a top dog, I'm not going to be involved.
Okay.
Yeah. I've played some of the indie ones, but it's like usually when they're doing indie, they're usually some sort of money grab, and there's no for a card game like this, you need tons of players.
Yeah.
And so it helps to have a big name attached. So I've played all of the top six, top seven.
Okay.
Yeah. Of those,
do you ever play Pokemon?
It's really interesting. No.
No.
I guess not.
Well, that's, I guess I would. They did make
did
that.
Did they have a digital version of Pokemon?
Yeah, they did.
Huh. What if they had a spore version of Pokemon? You reproduce all the Pokemon together.
So lucky there's a desk here.
Answer me this. Sorry. If you could
the desk is
take
lifting.
Two different types of Pokemon and procreate, what?
I only know maybe five.
So, all right. So out of the five, you know.
So definitely the one that squirts.
Okay. Squirtle.
Yeah. And then electrify the squirt.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jolteon. It's shocking. Yeah.
What is it? Rule 76?
34.
Rule 34. Now I know. Squirtle and Pikachu.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pikachu.
You're welcome.
I don't know, forget
doesn't
about
each Pokemon have like three different names?
No, I mean,
depending on what form they're
for their evolutions, right?
Yeah, but some of them don't have evolutions, and some of them only have two. Some of them have like five.
Wow, Rikachu? Learning. Is that the
Raichu?
Raichu,
Rikachu.
It's close.
Leave me alone.
It was close.
Picking actually, on the old guy.
I did just purchase Pokemon Go Pikachu. Not Pokemon Go. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu for the Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to talk about that at all, but I did buy it.
Did you play it?
No.
Okay.
When I get my dog, I'm going to name it Pikachu. Why not?
Too many syllables for a pet.
What about Pika?
Maybe, yeah.
You don't want any hard K sounds in a pet name either.
All right, calm down over there with your heart.
Okay, Bobby.
Definitely no Jackos.
I can't play fast and loose with my pet's names.
I've never heard of these rules before, but it's okay. I'll be a dirty rule breaker in that case.
All right, next up. Sunset Overdrive is coming to the PC, so
two
Stravinsky mentioned this.
I put this on here. One is Xbox exclusives are coming to the PC slowly but surely.
Where have I heard of this? What is Sunset Overdrive?
It's an Xbox
exclusive.
This is
like years old. Yeah, this game came out many years ago. They announced it at one of these big things like E3, and
it's
it
one
looked
of the,
really cool.
Yeah. And but it's one of like Xbox's like, well, older the killer apps or
okay.
whatever.
Like, again, what the fuck is it?
It seems like, I don't know. I watched the video. It seems like their version of, God damn it, Dead Rising.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but more, even more outlandish.
Zany?
And more zany.
Okay.
So tongue-in-cheek zombie killing.
Oh, okay.
You know, with the big monster burping in his face.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Skateboards, shit like that. And they're just flying around killing these things, I think. It says action-adventure, but I don't know. Looks like open world, but I'm guessing here. I watched the trailer video, so I don't know.
It's weird that this comes up now. I feel like we all kind of forgot about it.
No, for sure. But the point I wanted to make was if this made it, maybe Ninja Gaiden's going to make it.
Dude, oh my God.
Yeah.
You will not see me for 2 weeks if that game comes out.
I'll see you on stream.
Yes.
So this is coming out on Steam as well.
Yeah.
Not just the Microsoft Store.
Oh, that's
what that's what they're saying here on TheVerge.com.
Get it, Verge.
Yeah, that's cool.
It looks like a fun game. If you've played it, let us know in the comments. No, I don't know. We're not even on YouTube.
All right. Arcanium.
Bobby, when are we going to YouTube?
No, one of these days.
Okay, cool.
When are we getting that VR headset?
We'll talk about it pretty soon, actually.
All I want for Christmas.
So this is actually not the right link, Bobby. But what Bobby's looking for is Arcanium. It's an old game made by the same people who made Vampire, the Masquerade.
Did you play it this week?
Vampire? Yeah. A little bit. Not enough to really talk about it. But just to touch up on that game, it's really difficult to... there's no quest markers, and it doesn't really tell you where to go. It just tells you go find somebody. So you're like looking around the city trying to find a person. You have no idea. It doesn't tell you like if they're at a club or if they're at the convenience store or what. It's just really difficult to find your quests in these games.
As it would be.
Yeah. It's
right. Like yeah, somebody sent you into
totally
the city.
I get that.
Yeah. But also you like you have to mind the player's time.
Yeah. I mean, this day and age, like you play Fallout, it's like go find something. It's just like just follow the arrow. Follow your nose, man. But yeah, these games.
Is that the correct spelling on Arcanium?
I have no idea.
But I don't think I'm finding it here.
But this is a... It's yeah, that's probably right game. There.
Yeah, there it is.
I think Arcanum. That's it. Arcanum, yeah.
Of Steamworks and Magic Obscura.
So this is a old, like, Baldur's Gate-looking game, maybe from, like, late 90s to early 2000s.
It looks terrible.
And $6 on GOG.
It has really good reviews, and Morconius, he usually gives me really good games to play. He's only messed up one time.
And, which one? Bring it up.
Oh, it was, like, Fantasy Battles or something.
Oh, okay.
It was... God awful.
Oh yeah, I remember.
But I'm gonna check this out when I'm done with Vampire.
Okay. How far into Vampire are you?
If I can go off like the chapters, I think I'm like 70% of the way through. But I don't know how accurate the chapters
are. Idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Next up, Sunless Skies.
I feel like we've talked about this before. But it has really good reviews, and nobody's talking about it, and it came up on my feed, so I want to talk about it a little bit. It looks like I can't tell if you're a boat or a starship.
Okay.
Or just in Seattle.
I don't know what that means, but it's so, that's good.
Sunless skies, Seattle's dark and gloomy, come on, guys.
So she's like, boom. You guys need sometimes to so you're going, I don't know what it is, but it has really good reviews. I think you're, can you guys guess? Are you on a boat or a starship?
I think you're in a ship of some sort, but you're on a 2D plane.
Yeah, and then you're going through...
So it's top-down view.
But I've seen things that are like... What was it? Like there was a building, and it doesn't matter what that part of the game is.
Okay.
But it's an RPG exploration game. It has a dark feel to it. What's the description there, Bobby? Because it'll do a better job than I do.
I don't know if it will. It says, sail the stars, betray your queen, murder a son. Son, S-U-N, by the way. You're actually murdering a celestial body here. Sunless Skies is a gothic horror role-play game with a focus on exploration and exquisite storytelling for PC, Mac, and Linux. Tagged RPG, indie, adventure, dark.
That seems interesting.
Little pricey.
$25, yeah.
Yeah, somebody play this and get back to us, please.
I might pick this up. No, that's cool, I don't have time, dude. After all the RPGs that I got on my plate.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Mm-hmm. Before next podcast, you should play Witcher 3.
Okay, no.
Divinity 2.
Whoa.
Divinity 1.
Just finish my games of the year list for me.
See, I was confused when I saw this because it 12
games
very
for
similar,
12 months.
But that's because... it must have been made by the same people who made Sunless Sea.
Ah, there it is.
And this, I remember Chad played this game and talked about it. Yeah. This game was very well received.
Yeah, and the other one has really good reviews too, but it's not getting any fanfare.
This is made by the same people, right?
Yeah. It has to be, right? Unless somebody's
looks like,
a dirty
looks
motherfucker
like the other
out there.
Yeah, it is. So, Sunless Sea was pretty popular when it released in
Which came out first?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunless Sea, obviously.
Right.
It came out 2015, and then the other one came out 2017.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember this one being popular, so I assume that it's a lot more of the same.
Can we go to the first sentence of the description? Lose your mind, eat your crew, die.
And they did the same thing with the next one too.
Yeah, the same intro, like just 3 points.
Just from the description, it almost sounds like an Oregon Trail, but in a very dark and gloomy world.
Yep. And you're not going one direction, you can go. They said heavy exploration, so who knows? It looked cool. Check it out.
Gee, has anybody ever told you say that state differently than others?
I'm pretty sure we discussed that last time it came up.
Did it?
Seattle?
Oregon.
Oregon. Oh, yeah. I think we did.
Okay.
Oregon. Yeah, because she's from the East Coast, man.
Oregon?
Oregon?
Yeah. I know, some people do say that.
Oregon Trail?
I've noticed that. But
being from where she's from, like you would think she'd have a bunch of...
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't.
Yeah, like she, really, she
sounds like a Californian.
I do.
Except for when she says Oregon.
Except that one word.
Sorry.
And by oregano, no.
Oregano?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can say oregano.
Okay.
All right, next up. Somebody fucked up when they linked
I fucked this up, dude.
All right.
Can you look up what I meant?
Is this on game Steam? Looks amazing, though.
Well, let's talk about this now. Super flail. What is this?
Wait, it's where you're a blob and you get a flail and it gets bigger as you kill things.
Fast-paced arcade score attack.
I think there's a lot of this.
Can I describe this game?
Yeah,
please.
It's if you took Binding of Isaac, turned him into a flail, and then put him on a minesweeper board.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate. Super flail.
So this game is free. For 99 cents, you can get DLC, which is Super Flail Donationware. I'm guessing that's just a donation.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It's a free game, man. Super Flail. It looks funny.
There's one person playing it right now.
That deal this one bump person is going to make it go crazy.
All right. So the game that this was supposed to be was Freddy Fazbear's.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Pizzeria Simulator.
Before we go any farther, I have a slight phobia of animatronics.
There's no animatronics.
Oh, okay.
Although it might be.
I mean, you think there would be if it's going to be a Freddy Fazbear game.
Yeah. So I only put this on for two reasons. One, Bobby, will you put your money where your mouth is and buy this game?
It's free.
Yeah. Will you give up those bits of your hard drive? And the other thing is, look at the reviews before you shit on this.
I obviously got to play it just for the pizza screenshot.
Yeah, right. That's what I was figuring. But go up a little bit, Bobby. Go to the reviews.
All right.
A little bit higher.
I believe they're down here.
No. Not those reviews. I mean the numbers, bro. That's what matters.
Oh, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't go by Steam reviews.
Yeah, dude, we always go by Steam reviews.
I do.
This is your first day?
Yeah.
Dude, Steam reviews hates them.
But anyway, but look at them. 7,800, very positive.
Oh, yeah. It's a Five Nights at Freddy's game.
No, it's not. You're serving pizzas to happy customers.
But it takes place in the Five Nights at Freddy's universe.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Freddy Fazbear.
Dude, are you... What?
I had no idea that guy's name was Fozzie.
Freddy Fazbear is the name of the animatronic.
I didn't know that.
Bear.
Oh, that's okay. What I was saying.
I mean, I think I knew that at some point.
That's what I was saying. I don't like animatronics before we proceeded.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
So it's virtually a mini game. It's a game that could be a mini game inside of a game, yet they make it a full-fledged game.
What is it? Is it like that the beer?
Oh, it's free.
The beer server guy? Yeah. Or maybe...
Yeah, yeah. It looks like Burger Time.
Burger Time. Oh, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah,
yeah, you're serving up pizzas.
Oh, I think you're just shooting pizzas. You're just shooting pizzas at dudes.
It's like a little simple arcade game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely looks like a free
game.
Maybe
it was his first game, and people went back.
Wait, well, hold on. It says requirement 1 gig of storage space. Come on, guys. that's probably like 10 megs at most.
I can't play this game. I can't play this.
No, you're not supposed to, Chi. this whole game is a troll, I think. And somehow it's making it work.
Because he did try to make a game before Five Nights at Freddy's, and people told him like his characters look creepy, which is why he just ended up making those games.
Well, he was working like a Bible game, like Noah's Ark or something.
Yeah. Yeah, more like a tapper than Burger Time.
Yeah, probably. You're probably just throwing pizzas at this. No skill required.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, you get a free game and free pizza.
All right.
For your screenshots.
All right, the last thing I wanted to bring up was there's an article on PC Gamer talking about how all these LucasArts games just showed up on Steam. No announcement, no fanfare, nothing. Just all these old ones. So there's a few good ones in here. There's some of the old. There's a Sam & Max Hit the Road, which I think is like the most popular Sam & Max game.
Is that the first one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I can't remember what. There was so many of them. I've kind of forgot the order of them. There's some Escape from or some Monkey Island games in there. Indiana Jones games. And a Star Wars game. Episode 1 Star Wars Racer.
I saw that and I thought it was kind of. I was like, why is this here?
That was a good racing game, man.
Yeah. So I bought all these. I haven't played any yet.
Of course you did. Wait, there's no multiplayer for this, is there?
Bobby, didn't say...
No, I'm sure there isn't. Why am I even asking?
One of Bobby's personal challenges was to not buy video games anymore.
I mean, when it's the Star Wars or LucasArts, I think
LucasArts
he has to.
From the 90s, yeah, I'm buying that. And they're all on sale right now, too.
Surprising you don't own it.
Yeah, plus I still have... I mean, even after this, I've still got about $50 of Steam credit left. Remember when I sold off my whole inventory and I had like $1,000 of Steam credit?
And you bought nothing but craps with it.
Oh, no, I bought some good stuff.
No. What was the other one? The Ubisoft package or something?
No, it was like the one with all the Call of Duty games and whoever made those, the Activision bundle. Yeah, there's some gems in there.
If I make a one-way trade with 50 CS cases, would you kindly?
I don't dabble in the CSGO black market. No, I don't want to get involved.
I wish you would, because I think you would be amazing at it.
Oh, this is definitely the PC version, not the N64 version, man. It looks so much better.
Yeah, this is straight up pod racing. This had to be 99 then. Yeah. This came out 2 days before episode one, May 17th, 1999. Holy shit.
You know the date the episode one was released?
Yeah.
Every episode release is like his birthday, apparently.
Wait, why do you know that? Because you can't just say that casually. Was there an event that led you to...
No, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, man. You know that?
No, I understand that, but this is...
Dude, do you understand? Like, this was like the... When I was a kid, we had like the original trilogy and then nothing. And, you know, we had all this like...
For like 20 years,
we had books and everything. And then it gets announced that he's making a new Star Wars movie. This was like the second coming of Christ for me and my friends. So, yeah, I remember that.
99, I was 12. Okay. So, yeah, it wasn't really on my list. Being a 12-year-old.
Quadranero. Yeah, you know I'm playing Quadranero.
Oh, that was actually... My friend talks about this game a lot for some reason, and he always talks about Quadranero. Why? Yeah. He's the one with
I'm
going to
stream
four,
this game, and then when rockets. I win first place Quadranero, I'm going to say, now that's what I call pod racing.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much right now.
It's going to happen. But you know what I'm really excited about is actually the Indiana Jones games that are on this list. These are old LucasArts games that were not that popular when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I don't know, they don't look good, but for some reason, I really want to play these.
It looks like...
And the Sam & Max game. Dude, Sam & Max. I have not played a Sam & Max game.
So, since...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, since you have the whole week off, is this going to be a LucasArts week for you?
It could be, yeah. I may stream a lot of these old games. Like, I'm excited about the Sam & Max game. I feel like that one is ripe for a remake. You know, they did it with Full Throttle. They did it with, the Day of the Tentacle. Like, all those old LucasArts games.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, they've remastered those, and I think Sam & Max is ready for that treatment. Grim Fandango, they did an excellent job with the remaster on that.
I remember that one. They remade that one a while ago, though, like a long time ago, wasn't it? Like 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm. That was a while ago. There's a great mini-documentary, 3 episodes long, on the remaking or the remastering of that.
Three episodes on one game?
They're like 15, 20 minutes each.
That's quite a while. All right.
And they're free. Yeah, but it's just all about how they remastered that game and everything they went through creatively and technically.
No, that's cool that LucasArts is so I mean,
that is such a
Disney owns that, right?
Yeah, they do, but they're not really doing anything with it. Like, I don't think they make games anymore ever since Star Wars 13.
So, do you think Disney had anything to do with this release?
They could be just like, fuck it, put all this stuff out there. These games were already available on GOG, by the way. Like, you could have gotten any of these games on GOG.com. But they just happened to show up on Steam. And you see that a lot. Like, there's still games out there that I'm like, why isn't this on Steam? And then one day it just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Siberia game that I forgot about for 25 years.
We're still talking about this?
Oh, man, that game.
Yeah, we are.
I left so that it'd be over by the time we come back.
Siberia, man. That game was hard. Anyway,
yeah,
moving on.
All right, so that's it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Someone's been playing Fallout 76.
Oh, I'm so excited. Who was it?
Yeah. Let's see. I played 2 hours, and people were asking me, hey, man, what's up with Fallout 76? Should I buy it? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it is after 2 hours of playing it.
Did you hear that they crashed the servers? Actually, some guys...
Yeah.
Okay.
Really quick. You can get to a point, end game, I think, is when you can unlock nuke codes, and you can set off a nuke. And people say, you know, What about the...
There's a nuke right there.
Yeah, the poor nub that's walking around and gets aced by this thing. It's not really about that. It's not even about taking out a pro player. All the best things in the game are subterranean. So when you blow a nuke up, the mountain disappears. And you can, like, go into the subterranean canals. I don't know if it grows back. I don't know if that is permanent. I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
On the servers I've been on, people have been... I haven't even heard a machine gun go off. It's all just pipe guns and stuff like that. Then I came back, and then last night I put 4 or 5 hours into it. And at the end of the 4 or 5 hours, I had to force myself to get off and stop playing. But at the same time, I can't recommend it. It's right now, I would say I'm addicted. I really want to play this game right now. The only reason I was playing Dead Cells when you walked in is because I didn't have time to get into my character and all that.
Okay.
But as a Fallout lover, it's scratching the Fallout itch. Still, if you're a Fallout lover, I still can't recommend it because it's not exactly Fallout. Let me just try to like explain what it is. It's a MRPG. It's not a MMRPG because it's not massively multiplayer. You have another 24 players on the size of, you know, I don't know, San Diego, let's say.
It drop in, drop out with these servers? Or
Yeah. You just drop in, drop out. You don't pick them. They assign you to one. Obviously, if you want to play with a friend, it's easy, and you hook up and then you play. But for the most part, you're going in with strangers. And I haven't seen anybody ganking anybody. Like, for the most part, at least in my little newbie levels, nobody really cares about killing each other for 100 caps.
That's so funny because my only
motivation?
Reaction, no, the only reaction that I've heard regarding this game in the Discord that I'm in, one of the gentlemen is playing this game, and I've never heard anybody blow up as bad as he did.
Oh, did he get ganked?
I was scared. It sounded like an angry dad entering the room with a real leather belt.
What do you mean?
And extremely drunk.
What side was he on?
Did he get ganked?
Yeah. He said he lost, I don't know how much progression, but he was so mad. And I was just, you know, cowering in the corner, even though we weren't even in the same room. If there was a way you could do it.
You're just staying silent.
That's all I recall.
Not touching that with a 10-foot
pole. That's why I want to play this game, because he was emotionally involved. So it was scary.
I don't know why you would kill somebody. I guess you get their caps. I think that's all you get. And then they have to start over from their base. But
why would anyone kill any newbie in
they don't have
in World
caps.
Of Warcraft?
Oh, for the fun.
Get ganked.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly. Oh, so that's what I imagine.
No, but here's the thing. Because if you kill more than one person in a set amount of time, that's considered like you're a griefer.
Bounty? Okay.
And then there's a bounty set on your head.
Okay.
And then if somebody kills you, they not only get the caps you're carrying, but what?
They get bonus caps.
And a bonus caps.
Nice.
For killing that person. And then if you're the person who had been killed by that person, you also get a revenge bonus too. But I have only read about these things because everybody's like, hi, Emilio. I'm like, hi.
Really?
Yeah. It's
Emilio! We're all...
So at first, you know, I didn't know what it was. And it's not nearly as well crafted as a standard 1-2-3 Fallout. There's no NPCs, guys. How weird is that? There's none. There's no quest givers. Well, there's computers that give it to you, but for the most part, there's no quest givers. There's nothing in the world except for other people.
I find that interesting.
It's interesting.
The other people could be more or less a create your own experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Type of new story, new server, new story, new life kind of ordeal.
This is one of the first. There's been millions of games that have that little wheel you pull up, the circle wheel,
radio menu,
where you can select a wave or whatever. Yeah. This one, it really comes into I think it really works because you first, is that a person? That's a person. Is he cool?
Did you emote him?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
So
did he emote back?
You got to figure it out, and then for the most part, it's cool. So before level 5, you can't PvP. So level 2 ran up to me the other day, fucking newbie.
Yeah.
Right? Just like gun to my head, just like, better not move, bro. Not knowing he can't shoot me. And 2, like, doesn't know the game yet, right?
Yeah.
And he's like circling me around, like not pulling the trigger, but you're cool, but I don't think you're cool, but you're that guy behind the guy. And he's like circling me. And I'm just doing my quest. I'm like, and everybody has an open mic for a
radius.
A radius around you.
That's
it's called
fine.
Area mic. So, you know, it's like realistic. One of the best factors about this game is the realism. So I thought it was very nice that, so in the other Fallouts, you can loot everything. Anything that's not nailed to the ground, you can pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the big things.
You get everyone naked.
Cups, glasses. Well, there's nobody to get naked except for unless you can convince somebody. Things that are around, whatever. You can pick everything up. So what's cool now is you take it back to workbenches and you deconstruct those things for their core products. So a plate will get you ceramics or whatever, right? But if you start dissecting pipe guns, you'll learn whatever attachments they had on there. And so you want to loot everything. And not just that, but if you dissect 100 cups, eventually you're going to learn how to make ceramics. And it all kind of makes sense. Like, everything makes sense in this game. The other thing is, and that's always bothered me in Fallout games, is you could pause. You could be about to die, pause, eat 15 apples, and then kill the super mutant.
Oh, that's very true.
There's none of that now.
That's
like,
good.
You have to do it in real time. You have to, like, be running, stim pack yourself, and then, like, turn around and then try to fight. And I thought that was really cool. I personally, this game is getting so much hate. And I kind of understand because it's getting, you know, they put it out there for a $60 game. I don't think it was a $60 game. The next patch that's coming out is fixing a lot of bugs and a lot of playability and like server issues, stuff like that. And even then, it won't be a $60 game. But Bobby said a long time ago about, I believe it was Overwatch. He said, Blizzard's not going to let this die. Like, they're going to do whatever they have to do to make it successful. And that's how Bethesda is going to treat this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Eventually, it will be a good game, I think. But don't spend $60 on my recommendation.
$60 bucks up front, but is there any money that you can spend after that point?
I hope not.
Because I'm thinking $60 for a game that they're going to continually be putting stuff into, changing, updating, like, you know, a living, breathing game, like a service, not so much a game. I mean, $60 doesn't seem that bad.
No, and I think that's what you're getting here. But it's hard to say, you know, spend $60 today and
on a game
eventually,
that's not nearly finished.
Right. Well, it is a game.
Yeah.
And it is playable. And I'm having a fucking shitload of fun, man.
Is there any end game? Like, what? Is there like a goal?
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't really have missions, do they? You just kind
of. They do. There's a ton of quests. Missions. Yeah. I mean, that's what keeps you going.
But it's all just you're building up what? Currency?
Your shelter?
Items?
That's another little thing that they have. So, camps. Your own camp, you can move around wherever you want. And that camp, you can build up. So you can, like, add floors to it and then add workstations. And this game's all about workstations.
Bring back the wives.
That's where you put them. That's why I got eight, although they all have two heads because they're mutated. But so I got 8 beds with 16 pillows. Wow. That wasn't pre-scripted, folks. So you can set that up wherever you want, and then you can fast travel to it for free. Everywhere else you want to fast travel, it costs you money. They're keeping the economy alive by having costs for all kinds of stuff, caps, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just things cost you caps.
Do they have a market? Like an auction house?
Yeah, so you have this nuclear points. I don't know what they're called, but there's a nuclear symbol. I don't even know. How do you say nuclear?
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
Yes.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear points, and then you can spend those in the store. So a lot of it's cosmetic, but here's the one little thing that might be off about this game that's huge. Cheese distracted me with their selfie taking.
I'm wearing Minnie's glasses.
Oh.
And then I'm taking a picture so I know what I look like in his glasses. Gee,
100% they look better on you than him.
Really?
100%.
Might be the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate you, Emilio.
Or you're just better looking in general. And then you add the glasses.
Can we talk about that real quick? So we were texting about, I don't know, bullshit. And I sent you a fucking selfie of me in my new glasses. Because you have been on my fucking dick hole about getting new glasses every week for the past like month and a half at least.
Mm-hmm.
I finally sent you a selfie. I get nothing. Fucking, I get nothing. You just
continue. You got something. I was talking about how funny I was. Yeah,
you're talking.
Not even a half shove.
No, you're right. You were talking about you continued talking about yourself.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm like, hey, what do you think about my new glasses? Nothing. You started talking about a video game. I'm like, hey, dick, I sent you a picture of my glasses. What the fuck do you think? He's like, oh, cool. Anyway, he's kept fucking talking about.
I'm not impressed by your glasses.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I got these glasses for you.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I got these for you.
I'm not gonna
lie. And I got nothing out of it.
If you got good glasses, I would tell you got good glasses. I'm not sure about
that. But you didn't even tell me I got bad glasses. You didn't say shit. No acknowledgement of my glasses.
I'm curious as to what type of glasses warrant a response here. Like what?
Any. Like if he's hounding me for weeks on end, any glasses warrants a response.
Okay. They're 100% more functional than your last glasses. That work?
Yeah. Right. It's late now. It's too late. I don't care what you say now. I'm just saying you were late.
I mean, if someone's walking around with dirty underwear for the last 5 years and they finally get a clean pair, like...
That probably warrants a response.
I don't know.
Like, hey, you don't smell like shit today. Good job. Right? Right?
See, most people just do that automatically, though.
I think you're taking it to another extreme. I am not smelling like shit. I just have glasses that you guys do not approve of.
Bobby, did you wear cologne today?
Yeah, but I don't wear a whole lot.
No.
Where do you dab it again?
See,
now we're fucking on to Bobby. I got nothing about my fucking glasses from anybody.
Yeah, they're good.
There's a reason, dude.
Hey, thank you, Chief. Thank you.
They look.
Go fuck yourself.
A girl will just go and.
No.
I think girls give compliments just because.
They absolutely do not.
Bobby, you smell like.
Oh, I get them all.
Many of your glasses are.
Well, you got a fat dick.
Wow.
That's true. He charges me 30, guys. Can I finish my fucking Fallout 76 review?
I don't give
review?
A shit about your Fallout 76, man.
Metascore 59, guys. So yeah, that's why I'm not recommending it. Flat out, go buy this game right now. I think it fills a niche for certain people.
I think I'm going to buy it just to see. Because of that Metacritic, because it's so uncertain of whether or not this is a good or a bad game, I want my own experience.
Yeah. Because it has a 29 user score, I'm going to get it.
Do you know anybody else who's playing it, Chi, besides me?
Other than Angry Dad, I really don't know anyone else.
Fastidious is playing.
Yep.
I know that.
Yeah. Big Deal Gamer is all about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a bad investment. I think if you get this game, like, it's going to be something that you can go back to at any time and still play, and it'll always be better every time you go back to it. So I don't know.
Have you played Rust? Any of you?
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time, but yeah.
Is that like this?
Rust is where you started in that plane with an axe, right?
I've never played it. So.
It's so weird.
Or is that forest, the forest?
The game's probably changed so much since I last played it.
It's so weird that you like say that because it's like I would be like Rust and 76, not nowhere near. But I guess in certain ways it kind of is because if you get your own base up to a certain level, it can be raided. But you could also set up turrets and shit to defend it.
Right.
I don't understand that part of the game yet. So more on that later. I don't know where I am here. I am enjoying it. I can't guarantee you're going to, so stay away. I think a lot of a lot of the negative reviews, especially from Metacritic and stuff, is people just trying to. There's a lot of the old Fallout diehards making the biggest ruckus they can. So, but they definitely shouldn't have released it for $60. Yeah, that I can say 100%. This should have been a $30 game because it's an experiment. It has Fallout 4 graphics. Nothing's particularly stand out about it, but they're trying new things, and I always appreciate that.
Have you seen the commercial for this, though? It's so cute.
No. What do they talk about?
So it's a real-life commercial, and I think I saw it on Twitch, but it's some super adorable blonde girl, with dualies and just shooting things around her. And then it's a whole nother group of young adults just rolling together.
It's awesome.
Like it's you and your squad. It's like it totally sells.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sound of Music. And it's a really well done commercial in my opinion. So that will sell you on it alone. Or the trailer. No, it's a commercial, sorry. Yeah. True. So it really makes you want to just squat up with your friends.
Yeah. And if you pick this up, definitely don't invite me.
Oh my gosh.
Did you listen to the last episode?
I'm huge into role playing. I listened to maybe the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm huge into role playing. So when there's not much story and you have to kind of create your own experience, I make it fun.
Cool.
In bed. Just kidding.
Last week
in games.
We talked about a little bit about playing zombies. Like just a little snippet.
Oh, with and, me? Oh my gosh. God. I am so sorry. Oh, I forgot that we played zombies
that
together.
That was rough.
Oh, I forgot that we... Oh, that... I forgot. Let's not talk about it.
Let's not.
I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood right now. It wasn't. Let's not talk about it.
Let's not ruin it.
It was rough, guys.
I'm just going to bring it up because it's.
Let's just say I was resting bitch face for. Not even resting bitch face, like legit tilted for 3 hours straight. And I couldn't, like. And it was only like the first 20 minutes into the zombie game, and the zombie game lasted 2.5 hours, and I was like, I'm so done, but I'm still playing the zombie game. It's the last time I ever played zombies. No one had fun because I was a total major bitch.
Oh, well, she's a bitch.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I was. And but that's the thing. It's like I knew I was being a bitch, but I knew I wouldn't rage quit.
He was so respectful. This is what he said. This is what it was. He said, I played zombies with Chi. I did not have fun. That is it. That's all he said. So he could have went way further with that.
Yeah. We don't have to dive into it. I am sometimes the worst person to play video games with, but some people get the best side of me all the time. So it really just depends.
I've yet to see.
I haven't won that lottery.
It's true though. Sometimes I play with people and it's like, oh, hey, yeah, I would play Chi with not play Chi, but play games with Chi anytime, anywhere. Hmm.
Huh. Spotlight interview next week with the person that had fun with you.
Actually, I must be like talking through my ass or something like that because I don't think anyone's like that, to be honest.
Find us that person. We'll have an interview. We'll see what's up.
All right, so the Golden Joystick Awards took place recently. This is one of the big annual game awards that takes place, the other being the Game Awards that happens in December. Now, the difference between these two is the Golden Joystick Awards are voted on by people. It's like a People's Choice Award. The Game Awards is more of a industry thing where they have people from different gaming news outlets or within the industry vote on the games. So Joystick Awards took place. We've got the winners right here. I did watch all of this. This is only an hour and 15 minutes long compared to the Game Awards, which is like three hours long. But the production value was just so low on this. Like people were like bumping the camera. They kept on showing like wide shots of the crowd and like they had some mic issues. Every time someone went up to talk, I could hear someone who was too close to a mic trying to shush the crowd. Like every time someone came up, dude, every single time it was like, shh. like they're shushing a baby too. I'm like, that's a baby shush. I don't even shush my students like that. Like it was weird.
Oh, this is great. I love this. Bobby, tell him. I love this.
No, I mean, that's not how I shush. I do shush them sometimes. Like,
Amelia, what are you talking about?
He's talking about a sharp attack and a long decay.
You're talking too loud.
See? I remember listening to that a while ago.
Yeah. So it's sometimes when you're dealing with kids, but that usually works better on a one-to-one basis. When you're working with a crowd of students, completely different. You know, it's funny. Every teacher has their own method, and one of them that moved to they moved out of state last year. He had this great little line that he'd always use with kids, and now that he's gone, I'm like, I'm stealing your line. But he would always be like, if you're talking, you're wrong.
But was he a Marine?
Yeah, he was in the military.
He's definitely a Marine. That's a Marine thing.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
That's where that comes from?
That's exactly where that comes from.
All right. All right. Well, now that I know the origin story. I'm trying to remember his other line. He had another good one that I'm like, oh, I'm stealing that one. What the hell was it? Yeah, I'll remember it later. What's up, Jocko?
Got a dog on the set here, a little mascot in the studio.
Yep.
But anyway, so I watched the Joystick Awards. We'll go over the winners here. This got a lot of negative feedback this year because Fortnite won Game of the Year over Red Dead Redemption 2. And a little dog action on screen there. and people were a little upset with that.
Well, but Fortnite is like across like five platforms, and Red Dead is like on two, maybe one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a popular game. And what's interesting to me is that we've reached a stage in gaming now where people can be very divided over this. It's not just like, I've talked about this before, where it's like, if you say, hey, I'm a gamer, that can mean a lot of different things. That's like saying, hey, I like movies. You know, there's just a lot of different subcategories in there. Now everything is so niche, but I don't know. There's so many people. There's like this huge backlash against Fortnite, and yet it is the most popular game out right now. So I don't know. And I don't really care one way or the other, but I think it's interesting that we can have a game that's so polarizing. Yeah,
this is a long list.
We're only going to touch the ones that are relevant to us.
Would you give Fortnite Game of the Year? What would you guys give Game of the Year thus far?
Ninja Gaiden 2.
We can't talk about it.
We're not allowed to talk about it?
We save ours till December. There are some front runners, but yeah.
Okay.
I
got a good idea. We're not allowed to talk about it though. Like, what's this?
So NDA, bro.
Because pretty much, the only reason it's November. If we say what we think, then it'll probably end up being that.
I can throw a console game of the year out there. I will honestly say God of War. You guys got to talk about your Switches.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think I could say if with console game of the year, even though I haven't dabbled much into Red Dead. I think God of War should definitely take the cake on that one.
Are you going to buy God of War? Do you still have a PlayStation?
No.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think God of War won something.
You lost
best
dick
audio
and the PlayStation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wrecked.
What'd I say?
Yeah, but I gained more self-awareness. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
That was good.
What was that, Scott Pilgrim? She gained self-respect.
Yeah. I know.
That's on Netflix right now. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it.
I love that movie, man.
Have you seen it, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah, there was a lot of backlash to that movie as well.
It was really close to the comic, though.
Here's the thing, though. Like, they promoed the hell out of that movie at Comic-Con before it came out. And I think it was a timing thing. I think people just were ready for it. But that was the same director from Shaun of the Dead. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Not Simon Pegg, but the other guy.
Yeah, we don't know.
Baby
directors.
Driver. That guy. But fantastic game. The
movie.
Yeah, the
movie.
Yeah, movie. But fantastic movie. But yeah, like a lot of that kind of got panned by critics, and I think a lot of people just didn't really get it, and they weren't familiar.
Okay.
Yeah. They weren't really familiar with the comic book that it was based on.
It was so accurate to the comic that I was like in awe. I was like, wow, they got this almost.
You had read the comic, independently without knowing that the movie is coming out.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was like almost verbatim. Like they ripped the script from the comic. Oh. It was amazing.
Well, I mean,
that was me in Game of Thrones. I was into the book well before it was a series.
Yeah, but they deviated right away. Like, I listened to maybe 3 hours of the book, and already I'm like, oh, that person's not that person. Like, already I can tell.
Why is he alive?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. So, best PC game.
So, best PC game is... God, that's a long list. PC game of the year was Subnautica.
I thought that was very interesting.
Would you agree with that?
Very interesting.
I'd agree with that. Subnautica is a fantastic game.
Why not Divinity 2? Am I the only one?
I can't remember what the runners up.
I think that was released last year, though.
Does it count? Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, but when was Fortnite released? I mean,
that's a 2017 game?
I think so.
The lines are all blurred with this.
Wait, no. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I lied. First quarter.
Yeah.
So, notable games on this list. Esports game of the year was Overwatch. Okay. Mobile game of the year, PUBG Mobile.
Yay.
Where is the other one? Best indie game was Dead Cells.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
That later.
Dude, the guys that won that, they came up and accepted the award.
Could they speak French? English?
They're very French.
They're so French.
Like walking up, I'm like, oh my God, these guys are so French.
I hit them up for an interview and they were like, we're French. that was their answer.
It was funny. I mean, if you watch the actual event, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like as soon as these guys win the award and they start walking up, you're just like, oh boy, here we go.
Okay, so Bobby, production value way down, but it wasn't terrible. Okay, but
what about
respect for the viewers' time? It seems like they move things around.
So here's the difference between this and the Game Awards. The Game Awards is totally bloated with advertising. Now, that's how they get a lot of money. They rerun a lot of things. They run a lot of promotional material. They also have a lot of big announcements. Now, this did have, every now and then, they'd be like, let's show a clip of this game that's coming up. Oh, cool. That was awesome. But not nearly. Like, they were just like, boom, boom, boom. We're getting through this. And a lot of the fat was cut out. But that also means you don't get a lot of money coming in.
Yeah, where's the money come from?
I mean, it's probably, this has been going on for like 35 years. Like they've been doing this that long. Now, I think the whole video portion of it is relatively new. But this has been around for a while. So they probably have donations, sponsors. They do have sponsors. Like when they announce the awards, they're like the PC game of the year sponsored by PC Gamer. So, you know, I think they're getting some funding that way, but you know, it's definitely more of a community effort and less of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like you're not being as advertised through. Like if you watch the Game Awards, you're just like, this is kind of, this is like one big commercial almost with a few awards worked in here and there. And I think that's going to be an issue going forward because people don't want to watch long awards programs. They're having a real problem with the Oscars right now because that shit's like 4 or 5 hours long.
Oh man.
And nobody's watching. Like viewership was really down last year.
Yeah,
like it's a problem. So they're working on ways to speed that up as well.
They should look at the Golden Globe joysticks.
Yeah.
And then pull back a little bit. It's a little too much. But yeah. Good for them, I guess.
Yeah. So if you want to check out the list of who won everything there, you can check it out. But I think it's worth taking note of this because this is like the People's Choice Awards. This gives you an idea of what's popular among... this takes place in the UK.
Kids.
Yeah, the kids. But this takes place in the UK, and it used to be just...
UK votes.
European. Yeah, exactly.
But now they've taken...
Now they you can vote online. I get emails like every year about, you know, like October or so saying like, you know, Golden Joystick Awards happening, get your votes in.
What?
So,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do I sign up for this?
You can check any website. Like it'll be in the PC Gaming News. I just never really think to pull it up. But yeah, you can vote on this.
Minnie's really, really upsetting the entire thing.
I gotta pee one time in 4 months.
So, out of all of the awards here, Bobby, which one do you necessarily agree with the most? What is the most notable?
Well, you like Subnautica.
I was happy about Subnautica. I think that game deserves some recognition. I think that was really well done. And despite it, like, that was a situation where crafting survival games are really popular. They kind of lose their appeal. Everybody moves on to a different sort of genre. And then they release the game out of... beta during a time where it's not going to be that popular, and yet it's still such a great game. Like if you're going to play any crafting survival game, Subnautica is the one, in my opinion.
And also something that popped out to me and initially as well, the best VR game being Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
Man, who bought me Fallout 4?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, fuck, I wish he got me Skyrim.
And I was like, Skyrim.
Yeah. It could have went either way. Yeah. I don't blame you at all. But one happens to be a janky piece of shit because, like, one, like, it.
Weren't both of them, though? Like, I heard that about both of them.
I don't know.
I feel hopefully like I've bought Skyrim over 3 times.
Dude, so.
Once on Xbox, once on PC, and then whenever they came out with the special edition, bought it again.
This is what's interesting again. So, exactly to your point. So, there's a 2019 version coming out that has even a more HD version. And people are really like, okay, stop selling us Skyrim. And Bethesda literally said this.
Stop buying it.
Stop buying it. We've sold 500 million copies. After the initial one.
Yeah. That's how I feel
after the initial one. That means
I mean,
all the other, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah. People don't get that though. Like you talk with your wallet as a consumer, what you buy says a lot more than what you say. So, I mean, I can't blame them. With the whole Diablo Immortal thing, like, they're going to sell a million of those things. So, I mean, the outrage doesn't really matter. But I don't know. It's a great game, and it holds up. So, obviously, there's something there. When are they going to have a Skyrim mobile? Do they have a Skyrim mobile?
So,
don't they?
So, Elder Scrolls Blades is coming out. Blades is... Chaco, get the fuck out! Goddamn dog. Blades is a faction within Skyrim. Within Skyrim, and they're taking that... Are you going to take them out? They're taking that faction and turning it into an entire game. So okay. I don't know what they are exactly. I forget who the Blades are. I think they're not assassins. They're
I don't remember them.
Yeah,
I didn't play much, but I don't remember that group.
Yeah, but they're in there, and so you're a Blade or like an ex-Blade, and you go to towns and kind of reform the town, and it's on mobile, it's on PC, which is listen up, Diablo, like if you're gonna have a game like this. Fucking have it on PC as well. People want to play it on their phones and then go home and do the nitty gritty on their PCs. Mm-hmm. This is what something people want. And so anyway, on Blades, you can jump in between and do different things on each one. So we'll see about that. And it's free to play, which is kind of scary, especially from Bethesda and especially after 76, which I kind of support. Thanks, buddy. Mm-hmm. Jesus fuck, dude. All right.
What is it? Can I have some?
No, it's a lot of water.
Coming to you from I'm gonna black out gaming.
It's a lot of water, dude.
Oh man. Yeah, so if you want to check out I recommend watching this on YouTube or Twitch. It's only an hour and 15 minutes long. It's pretty good. The host did a really good job too. He was a British dude with a very dry sense of humor and poked fun at a lot of things. I thought he did well. Moving on. Please. Spellbreak. So I can't talk too much about this game because it is under NDA, but Spellbreak is a battle royale game that is coming out sometime in the near future. It's actually kind of hard to get a copy of here. Thank you to Fastidious for hooking that up. You can spend $100, get a copy of the game, and then four keys to give away to friends, I believe. And then I think
only for the pre-alpha. So those keys, pre-alpha. I think, are only good for the pre-alpha.
So I won't have it later. But who knows how long it'll be in pre-alpha. Now, because I'm part of the pre-alpha, I think at some point they may give me some keys to give out to people. And then more and more people will enter into this pre-alpha. So,
which none of those are going to be going out to you guys because fuck it.
Okay. We'll see. So I can't say too much about this except... what has already been said about it. I think one of the big things they're touting with this, because it's a battle royale game. Why would you release a battle royale game when there's already so many other successful ones out there? You have to do something very different and be very unique. I think Realm Royale kind of did this, but they kind of died on the vine. But Spellbreak.
Go ahead. I think that them taking this extra spin on it is amazing. Mm-hmm. But also, if I could think of any one title that needs a battle royale and want to make a shit ton of money off of, Naruto.
Yeah.
When you think about it, Naruto is basically one show.
It's a bunch of kids in ninja training, right?
Yeah. It's like the ultimate ninja battle royale.
They should definitely kill each other.
They have so many different seasons and so many different episodes and a cult following.
It's like one of the biggest enemies ever created.
It sounds like you should write
just
them
as big,
email.
If not bigger, than DBZ. I just don't know why they're not jumping on the MOBA train. Battle Royale train.
Battle Royale train.
Because they need to.
I don't know. This isn't the wrong time to be entering that genre, I think.
You think it's the wrong?
Oh, yeah. You got Fortnite and PUBG, which is kind of dying down. I mean, it's like everybody who's... I don't think there's going to be a new one coming in that's just going to take the world by storm. The next one's going to be a
Naruto Battle Royale. 100 different Naruto characters all randomized when you jump out.
People do like that. People do like the...
You're kind of selling me.
Yeah, right?
No, but to your point, it's funny that you say that. Because when I first saw it and I watched the video and I got back to Fastidious, who's has a hard on for this right now, I was like, it's a combination of Breath of the Wild because of the cell shading. That's what the graphics look like Breath mm-hmm. of the Wild, if not a little better. And then combined with Dragon Ball Z, because there's characters flying up in the air and shooting fireballs down, and it almost looks like a Dragon Ball Z fight at certain points.
Yeah. It doesn't have, really.
It doesn't have guns, so it plays out very differently than other Battle Royale games.
Everything is a projectile. There's no hit scan, it looks like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's it has these abilities, and the cool thing about it is that they interact with each other. So you have like all these elements, wind, fire, ice. So if someone casts ice, it freezes the ground, makes it slippery to walk on, makes it difficult to run around. Then you cast fire, and the fire doesn't do anything. It just hits the ice, turns into steam. So kind of like Magicka, where the elements interact with each other to have these. Or you throw a tornado and put poison in it, and then it just becomes a poison tornado. That's what's really cool about this game. And that's the only, like, that's the big selling point that I think they need to lean into. That's what sets this apart from the other games out there.
Yeah, well, we can't get into nitty gritty, I guess, later on. But yeah, it's exciting. Graphically, I mean, just think Breath of the Wild, maybe even a little better. Mm-hmm.
It's a good looking game.
Divinity did it first.
Cell shading?
No, just the interaction with spells.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
I mean, a lot of games did it, but a Battle Royale game?
No, yeah, it's really cool.
And it completely changes the pacing of the fights when it's not bullets that just can, you know, headshot you or.
Right.
You know, sniper rifles that drop you from way far away.
No, definitely. Like, you actually know where you're going to get hit from.
Yeah, and like a random potential bullet.
But I'm not sure. Because I did see them use a spell where it's almost like Avatar, where she lifted up the ground, did some earth movement. Mm-hmm. And you can't really see that coming because it's literally spiking up your ass like this.
Like that foam that's under like your ass right now.
Yeah. Are you still sitting on that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic. My legs aren't numbing out. My legs don't really numb out.
Minnie would pay all the $20 from this week to take that home.
Wow. Can I take that home? You need a new pillow, Minnie?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's not... All right.
So the...
Chicken the Yellow Smoke Show, by the way. All right.
I would not have known about this game if it wasn't for someone recommending it to me. I feel like this game is not really talked about that much. Maybe doesn't have the...
Because of the NDA, maybe?
I mean, Ninja talked about it.
Yeah, maybe
he that... played it, so...
Yeah, I'm sure that helps, but it's not... I don't know. Maybe I'm just not hearing a lot of buzz about this game.
Yeah, true. And yeah,
hopefully they do well.
Yeah. All the models are female so far.
Electrified... What was that?
Lightning Storm.
They default you to a female model, which is weird. I don't know if that's a small thing, but I don't think I've ever seen that. Like, usually the default character is a male.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they default you to a female.
That's Ninja playing it right now.
Yep.
No, he's just watching it. He's reacting to it.
I wonder how much
experimenting
money they gave him.
to watch it?
Yeah.
All right, Battlefield 5.
All right.
Nothing in particular more to add about what my initial review of it. I just want to get in a fight with Minnie about this.
All right.
What do we have after this? Because I got to pee again.
Dead Cells.
Shit. Next. Is that it?
Yep. Black Ops. Oh, I can talk about Black Ops while you're gone.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
I don't think we're in a fight here. I think these two games... We're going to have a discussion about where you should put your $60.
Right.
40 of those dollars could go to Black Ops right now because it's on sale for $40.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think they did a smart move. Flying brought this up, that right when Battlefield 5 mm-hmm. came out and people are going to make that decision, they dropped their price $20 to strike a beautiful.
Perfect.
Beautiful marketing.
Yeah, you couldn't ask you better.
Yeah, exactly. If you have $120, I wouldn't say you were stupid for picking both of these up. They're two completely different things.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be less of a counterpoint and more of a discussion.
Yeah.
One, I wouldn't even say is a shooter. I'm going to go ahead and say that about Black Ops. It is a run and turn... Run, aim, and shoot faster than your opponent game.
Definitely a run and gun.
Run and gun. Like, that's...
Hip fire.
Pretty much all there is. It does it very, very well.
Yeah.
There's no hiccups. There's no errors. Everything is running 100%. If I see you before you see me, I'm going to win that fight at least 80% of the time.
It's a good chance, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot of... Yeah, not luck, because you know where to be. Yeah, map awareness, stuff like that really plays into it.
You know, I totally agree with what you're saying, like 80% of the time. But what I'm playing for is that extra 20% where you're actually getting into those fights of like, maybe he shot me first and I did a quick 180 and killed him. Like, that's such an amazing feeling. It's like, damn, I fucking wrecked him.
And I was also thinking about my experience last week that I was talking about on Battlefield 5, where like, I'm shooting into the smoke and I'm killing this guy and killing. And I killed six guys.
Right.
And if you're good at, at Black Ops, that might happen every third game.
Yeah.
You might kill six guys every. But the difference is the pacing.
Yeah. Like, for sure. For sure.
I might have to play 4 hours for something like that to happen, but it's special and I'm going to think about it and I might dream about it. But in Black Ops, it's so dispensable. They're just like dispensing the kills.
It's a endorphin rush, definitely.
Right. But when does that become just the norm and then not special anymore?
Yeah.
And that's my critique of it. It's like, they're just giving you kills,
moments all over the place.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool in its own right. Also, the graphics, not like graphically, like that looks like a crate, that crate looks like a crate. Everything is square in, I don't know if you've noticed.
In Black Ops?
In Black Ops.
Yeah.
Everything is a crate.
Yeah.
And just in different sizes and different colors.
Yeah, they do that on purpose.
I get it.
Yeah.
But holy shit, is it not?
Yeah, like, everything's boxy for sure.
Everything's super boxy. If you see something diagonal, that's like out of the
right. Yeah, totally.
Oh, look, it's everything, a ramp.
Yeah, everything's right angle. Yeah.
So there's that, and it really takes me out of the whole thing. I feel like I'm playing this whole thing. It feels like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to Battlefield, and I'm in fucking Saving Private Ryan, and I'm calling out plays and. People are calling for help and I need to run over there. And, you might have two boring hours. That is totally possible. But the one awesome 10 minutes that you might have is worth those 2 hours of wait. So I think what it comes down to between these two games is if you want delayed gratification or instant gratification, and which one's more important to you. And I think that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I have played maybe like 4 or 5 hours of Battlefield. And most of the time I am kind of just walking around. Just like, okay, we need to go capture point B. Now we got to go to point C.
Not walking around. Let's say
hurriedly.
You guys make it sound like DayZ, though. It's not that bad.
No, not at all. Right?
Definitely. I've never played DayZ, but yeah, there's a lot more actions. There's almost always something to do. You're not going to go like any more than like 15 seconds without seeing somebody to shoot.
Right.
But, there is definitely a lull between battles and, you can get stuck in a point on the map where it's just like, okay, you're just taking a point and if there's nobody there to contest you. And you're just like, okay, I'm just going to sit here for 30 seconds.
Absolutely. It would never happen in COD.
Yeah. Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
But again,
there's always a
it takes away from the how much is each kill worth, you know, mentally for ephedra or whatever it is the one that starts with D that makes us happy?
Dopamine.
That's thank you.
Yeah.
how much dopamine is each kill worth? I feel like in Battlefield, they're worth a lot more, but you have to work a lot more, including running for 45 seconds.
I don't agree with that point because in Battlefield, like, there's a lot of times where you're just like shooting somebody that doesn't know you're there, and that's really not much of a rush. You just like shoot somebody because they're running past you, or maybe you have a sniper rifle and they're like way off of the distance, and you just hit them in the head, and it's like, okay, cool, got that kill. But in Call of Duty, it's like every time you're shooting somebody, you're about to get shot.
More visceral.
Yeah. There's always a risk. Every time you fire your weapon, if you're not playing in hardcore mode, if you fire a non-silence weapon, they now know exactly where you are.
I get
it. So you have to play as if everybody knows who you are at all times. And there's always like, oh shit, I'm about to die.
That's a strong point. My other point would be the progression system.
Yeah.
I don't think that putting 100 hours into Battlefield 5 character will get you as strong as it would and you've said it yourself, you're basically cannon fodder in COD for the first 20 levels, which takes about, what, 10 hours?
No, I wouldn't say anywhere near that. Maybe 5?
Okay.
4, maybe?
Well, still not as fun hours as you should have been.
Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you well, it, those first 20 levels, it's not just because your weapons suck, but it's also because you suck. You don't know the maps. Everybody else is like, right now they have people like Master Prestige, and you're just kind of jumping in there, like not knowing the maps, not knowing the levels, not knowing the weapons, the score streaks, how everything interacts with each other, and what counters what. So there's a lot of you dying because you just don't know anything, and your weapon isn't customized how you like it.
I feel like map awareness counts less in Battlefield 5. It's more like, if you have cover, you have cover.
Yeah.
Not like, if I get to this point before that guy gets there, I'll definitely have the advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Right? There is definitely a lot of that.
Yeah, so there's that point. It's just
what is going on,
slow versus fast, and they're both really good. And one more point I wanted to say is Chi had a really good thing where she said it was three $20 games for a $60 game.
Yeah.
But if you're not paying all three, and most people don't, then what are you really playing for? You only play PvP.
Yeah. Or just whatever it's called. Multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer.
Yeah.
Did you play $60 for a $20 game? I think so.
That multiplayer, like if I'm playing, let's say back to Modern Warfare 1, I paid $60. I played the campaign. It was cool, but I played that game for the multiplayer.
Right.
Like it was all about the multiplayer for me.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there's no definite. Which one would you recommend for $60? Definitely Battlefield 5 for me.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would recommend myself to buy Call of Duty. But it's definitely not for everybody. It's more of definitely a Twitch shooter, and I understand a lot of people like that. If you want to play with friends, you want to have a good time, play Battlefield 5. It's definitely a better time with friends.
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
So,
we're exactly where we were 3 weeks leading up to this debate.
I mean, your hot take on Battlefield 5 versus COD is that Battlefield 5 is slower paced.
Slower okay, and more.
You guys are about 13 years late on this.
I got to pee so bad. I cannot do the Dead Cells.
Dead Cells, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I definitely feel like since the beginning of time, people have always been debating whether or not am I a Call of Duty fanboy or am I a Battlefield fanboy or do I just own both games or just buy one and maybe pick up the other one later. I feel like because Battlefield 5 is so new and me not really playing too much of Battlefield at all, actually, outside of the beta access that they had for that short window, I feel like it'd be more worthwhile for the price point.
Do you have that Origin, like the old Origin Vault or whatever they had?
Or Access?
Origin Access.
I might still have it. Because I doubt it, though.
If you do have that, they were giving me 10 hours free, and that's how I got to play it.
Oh, I might check that out then.
So yeah, they have that new Origin Premium, which gives you the game for free if you pay $100, or this Origin Access just basic, they call it.
That's
and
cool.
That's 10 hours free.
Is the basic still $30 a year?
I haven't paid for it in the past year, so I don't know if they've changed the pricing on that.
I do love Call of Duty Black Ops 4, but I still wish I didn't have to pay $60 for it.
Yeah.
As for Battlefield, as I haven't had really that much, like any more than 2 hours play time in any Battlefield at all, ever.
But do you,
But I did play a lot of Call of Duty. So I don't know if I would cough up $60 for Battlefield, but I just know it's quality through and through usually.
Yeah.
What was the overall review for Battlefield 5?
82.
I always go with PC Gamer and they gave it a 79, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're the most fair in the.
I would say for $60, yes, Call of Duty. Not Call of Duty, Battlefield. But then Call of Duty is $40. So yeah, Call of Duty for $40. You can't go wrong either way.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Are you wearing all these?
It shouldn't be a debate. I think they're completely two different things, and you should go to the one that sounds better to you.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say one is better than the other because they are just completely different things.
Clearly say that Battlefield 5 is better.
I mean, you think.
I have to.
Yeah, of course.
For me.
But.
But see, I like Alien, not Aliens.
Okay.
Do you get it?
No, I get that completely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Aliens was a better movie.
No. I do like Aliens. I love it, actually.
Oh, yeah?
But I think Alien is a better movie.
Okay.
At least for the time.
Okay. No, I get you.
Yeah. For me.
Okay.
You're younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Dumber.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Dead Cells. They had a significant patch recently.
So they have their 1.1 patch. It's not out yet, but you can play it on the beta, but I couldn't get it to work, so I don't. But I can talk about the major points. I'm not going to get into nitty-gritty, but there's three major points. One, you can make your own levels and set up whatever you want. So I'm leaving it up to the Steam community to make a million different cool-ass shit on here. So there's that. So that's the major one. Two,
I think you should make a level, and then I should make a level. Then we should play them.
Let's have them play it and see what they think. And not say whose is whose.
Okay.
I'll name my minis level.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
But now you just gave it away.
Yeah, I know. And the other big thing is the creatures aren't going to scale with your level anymore. They're going to be set difficulty for every level. And the reason for that is because people were on purpose not leveling up so that the last boss wouldn't be as hard.
Okay.
Did you know about this?
I didn't know about this. I heard about it, but yeah. I didn't know about it.
So they weren't leveling up. You level up through these scrolls, but if you don't have to pick them up. So you just stay the same level. So some people were doing that and just have going it that way. And obviously,
do they still have the Spartan sandals in this build?
I don't give a shit.
They need to get rid of
fuck
those.
Themselves.
If you guys are playing this game for the first time, do not unlock the Spartan sandals.
It's five souls to unlock.
It's like the cheapest weapon in the game. Yeah,
it's the first thing you can get. Go ahead and skip that.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
skip that achievement of unlocking everything. It's not worth it. The Spartan sandals are dick.
Yeah. What else was I talking about? Oh, the other updates. So there's that, those two, and then there's one more I wanted to say something about, and I don't know.
Let me look up the patch notes here.
For sure, one of the best things is, so they have their one that they did, and then the next, like, 47 update. This is a gigantic patch for a game like this. Is all from the consumers.
Community. Yeah, they had a whole bunch of community suggestions.
Yeah. Suggestion, yeah. Every single one, like, you can just go down, and all of them are community suggestions almost, which is fantastic. I mean, that's what you want from a gaming community, right? A community and from the creators and the devs and all that. We thought it was really good. Bobby, if you go up to the top, there's one more. The mutations are being redone, but I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty cooldown. All right, whatever. They're doing good stuff. next week, this should be live, and I can tell you more about it because we like talking about Dead Cells every week.
Yeah, man, it's probably the longest standing game that we still talk about.
DRG had a lot of time.
I think Dead Cells came before DRG, though.
No, it's true. And then some after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's still games that come up periodically that we've been talking about.
Yeah, we'll mention it, but this game has been continually talked about, not just like a mention.
The Binding of Emilio.
All right, well, I think that's it for the games that we've been playing this week. Let's talk a little news here.
This is going to be a long episode.
Well, can we talk about the big news about my weekend?
Yeah, go for it.
So I am officially the big nerdy 30, guys, the big 3-0.
You.
I'm still the baby in the room, but I'm definitely grandma when it comes to gaming.
Happy
and I
birthday,
tell everybody
Chi.
That. Thank you.
We got you something, but we didn't, but we're going to get you something.
But we're not.
Oh, my gosh. Is it a checklist of 12 games on it? Laminated? You should do that. You should put my 12 games on a poster. And I would put
like
it. I have nothing on my walls.
The 12 games of Christmas.
12 games of Christmas. Oh my God.
You got to beat them all by Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas, I was in a winter wonderland for my birthday.
Was it pretty snowy?
I went to Breckenridge, Colorado. It was super snowy. It snowed the day I left, so I didn't get a board in powder snow.
Okay.
But I still got to hit the mountain. Breckenridge is this really small town, just a couple hours north of Denver. It was actually where they filmed Dumb and Dumber, even though Dumb and Dumber was hypothetically in Aspen, Colorado. Yeah. So in
this looks like a town out of Red Dead Redemption.
No, legitimately, it is such an intimate area.
And remember what I told you before you left? I said it because I've been to Breckenridge before. The only time I ever went skiing and snowboarding was when I went to Breckenridge. But I said it's like a snow globe. It's like you're walking around inside a snow globe.
Okay.
Yes, and if to its core, that is exactly what it felt like. But what was exciting about my birthday weekend up here in Breckenridge, I rented an Airbnb. I got to hit the slopes only for one day. I actually missed my opportunity to hit it up the initial day because I went a little bit too late. Apparently, they closed the mountain at 4 o'clock, which is really early in my opinion. But that's when the sun starts setting. Yeah, it starts getting really cold
now
and icy.
It's daylight savings and all that. Yeah.
But they had this really cool Mountain Dew event. And so basically with the Mountain Dew event, while I was on the mountain, they put DJs around every single corner and then they were giving away free stuff. I got a free t-shirt. They were handing me Mountain Dew left and right. Yeah. So there, and then I would always go for Voltage because I'm like, oh, got to replenish my mana. Got to get that. And my brother would always go for Code Red. So he's like, yeah, I got my HP right here. Oh, but no, it was so nerdy and it was fun. And it's like, you know, all gamers can appreciate Mountain Dew. Come on. Especially because it used to be, I don't drink Mountain Dew anymore, but I definitely did over the weekend. And then with snowboarding, it was beautiful. And there, it was definitely just this, like very much border culture, skier, snowboarder. Like I felt like I was jumping into, like you said, the snow globe. Yeah. I felt like a little,
it's like a Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah.
Painting.
It's small town.
Nobody
but
knows who that
so
is
much
here,
charm.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Don't act like
who
we're culture.
So much
to?
Charm. Like I actually
spoke. Don't talk to the listeners. Talk to us.
No, you don't really. It's like a Robin Bachewicz.
Exactly. You guys don't know who Thomas Kincaid is.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't posted photos or anything yet, but I definitely will.
Will you?
In Discord on your adventure.
Oh, adventure.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to get rid of it, too.
Now oh, really?
And by the way, hey, listeners, that's not for you. It's our adventures. Maybe with each other.
I can totally agree with you now, Bobby. This is totally Bob B. Kincaid. Who is this guy?
Thomas Kincaid.
Bob Thomas Kincaid, yes, yeah. Totally.
You put into the B just made my day, dude. Thomas B.
But no, yeah, Mountain Dew is not a 30 thing, but it was pretty cool. They had a free concert, got to see Chromatic and Big Boy. Big Boy is from Outkast, if you don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. So was it super cold at the festival or whatever, or at the concert?
The concert was all right. It was a free concert, so everybody went.
It was free.
Oh, yeah. Everybody went. Yeah, we almost didn't get in. They were at max capacity, but they ended up letting some people in.
Wow.
And I was one of them.
I don't like free concerts. The free concerts usually are like less fun, I find.
No, this one was legit.
Yeah. Well, that's good. If they're at max capacity, it's different than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because this was in a... This was in a snowboarding town, so everybody was there. It was an outdoor concert, so everyone was like bundled up. It was just different.
Okay.
Because it wasn't, because people were just there, showed up, had a good time, and it started right when the slopes closed. Okay. So most people went, perfect. I did. I went straight from the slopes.
Where else are you going to go?
Down to the concert.
Oh,
and then after the concert, I hit up all the bars. And it was just packed and busy and it was epic. It was a really good birthday weekend. And all I can say about the turning 30 is that I have already accepted that I was 30 before I was 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's not like a new thing. I just feel excited because it's a new decade. And I think it's going to be a really good one for
me. Did you get laid?
So. No. Oh. I wasn't trying to.
Welcome
though.
To the thirsty 30s.
Thirsty 30s.
Guys, it's a birthday. Throw her some bits. They'll go to me, and I'll dole them out. But
I am like doing my best to be celibate. I feel like right now is a good time to not have sex with anyone. So,
did you have a celebration?
Celibate celebration.
Yeah. That was,
I celebrate.
That was a stretch.
Celibacy.
You tried.
I tried.
Appreciate it.
Bobby, where are we at?
We're going to talk about news.
Hmm.
All right, first up, our boy Cliff Bleszinski.
Cliffy B.
He's on Twitter. He hates being called that, I hear. he was on Twitter, so I don't know how serious this is, but he was saying that he will never make another video game. Lawbreakers did not work out well for him. I think we all know that. Some people were kind of upset about not being refunded the money on when they bought the game. And he had kind of a heated post saying like, hey, I paid all the people that worked on it and we didn't have anything left. I didn't even take a salary for 2 years. And this is one of the reasons why I'm never making video games again.
All right. Nothing lost there.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, I don't know. I like him because I've heard... Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Bobby
here
with the close-ups.
The Cliffy B inexplicably fucking.
Those lips, man. He's got some lips.
You know what's funny is like, there's a small chance that he listens to this. There's a super small chance.
Yeah, Cliff Bleszinski's listening to our podcast.
It's possible. But now,
Cliff, that's Big Lipskis. Big Lipskis, sorry. Big Lipskis.
Way better than my pun earlier.
Sorry.
No, it is. It's good.
I said big limp.
I mean,
I'll take a big better. Limp.
I don't think I like it.
You'll take whatever you can get.
She's drunk.
Yeah. No, it takes two beers for those keeping count.
At least it'd take me that 2 seconds with you guys in the beginning.
Meeting her one day. Two beers? I could afford $8.
Oh my gosh. They are IPAs, so they are.
I know he was a ginger.
That could just be the lighting.
I guess. No, I don't think so. But yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. I mean, he was a creative force in the industry, and it's...
He's kind of a dick, though.
No.
Is he? All right, yeah, whatever. We don't know. You've never met him. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody famous and rich seems like a dick, though.
Yeah. He has
that. Did you ever see that John Mulaney stand-up, like his most recent one? They're asking about when he worked on SNL and what's his name from the Rolling Stones was hosting. And everyone was asking him, is he nice? And like, of course he's not nice. This guy has had like legions of people, like stadiums full of people chanting at him like he's a god for the last 40 years. He says Diet Coke and one appears in his hand. You think someone like that's normal? I don't know.
Is buying a Lambo make you a dick? Is that official?
I think that's BMW.
No, dude. Yeah, a lot of people be.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people. Dude, being on the road on a motorcycle, everybody that's driving a BMW is a fucking dick.
I noticed this when I was young. I never see BMWs or Mercedes pulled over. Like for the general, generally, they don't get pulled over. I don't know if that's true, but like in my experience, my 40 years of driving or whatever, being on the road, I've noticed that. I think that they're more likely to fight or have like a lawyer fight for them.
No, I guess.
I think maybe, that's my guess.
They just don't want to deal
with
that.
Or maybe I'm just being that shithead.
Anytime I've ever been like purposely blocked, like from splitting lanes, 100% BMWs.
Guess what I did this weekend?
Did you purposely block somebody on the motorcycle?
No. Okay. Somebody's Mercedes broke down. And I went and picked that shit up, put it in the back of my truck like a motherfucking ass, like a man.
Wait, what? You put
a... Well, no, I got a tow dolly.
Okay.
But I towed the car, and I took all five people that were in that car into my truck and saved them $450.
Oh, nice.
By doing it all myself.
So, how did you come up to that opportunity?
It was Sam's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he called me. He's like, dude, the tow is going to be $300 plus. I need to get an Uber XL because I have five people. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me show up in my big ass truck. Anyway, awesome. Cliff Bleszinski is not going to. I don't know, man.
But I don't know. Yeah. See, this is like on Twitter. I don't know if there's really any weight to that, but we'll see.
What's the last good game? I know that Jumping Jackrabbit was like supposed to be a really good game.
Jazz Jackrabbit?
Yeah, that one.
I don't know because he's always made console games, right? Or he's real big on that. But Gears of War was very popular. I mean, that's really his big claim to fame, I think. Yeah. Unreal back in the day. All right. Next up, Smite, Paladins, and Realm Royale are all getting crossplay.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
That means
over consoles
on
PC
platforms.
Oh, okay. Not with each other. For a second, I was like, whoa! I can't wait to lightning bolt some fucking not heterosexual person from Battle Royale or from Fortnite. Anyway.
This is probably a good move on their part because it's just going to up the player base, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be able to play on any platform. That just means more people able to connect with each other.
Yeah.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah, for sure.
They had cross-platform for the beta of Paragon, and it was very obvious playing against people that were on console because they just could not aim.
It might sacrifice some competitive edge there, but yeah. I mean, Rocket League has that, but that's a game where it totally works.
Everybody wants to play with the controller on that one, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you play with a controller regardless, unless you're me.
You play it on a keyboard, Bobby?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I know some people that do. It's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, I play Dark Souls on with a keyboard and mouse.
You're just that bad with the controller, huh?
Yeah. I don't like to learn new things.
Or that good with mouse and keyboard.
That's what happens when you get your 30s, Chi. All the learning ceases.
Except I'm going to climb up at least three more ranks in Counter-Strike. Age doesn't hold me back.
Giving up to Silver Elite Master. Nice.
Well, instead of being tilted and or salty, I might just turn cantankerous.
Okay.
Because that's generally a term that you use for older people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to gray anytime soon. I have such an abundant, youthful head of hair that I don't have to worry about looking old so much. Mm-hmm. I feel old.
Bobby, do you have any gray hair?
Probably.
I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I work with kids, so, yeah.
But I'm looking at your lusty head of hair now, and I'm not seeing any grays.
Yeah, I don't think I really...
I am seeing little, lighter colors, but mm-hmm. no grays.
Dude, if I grow my hair out and don't put any product in it, my hair, everyone is always like, whoa, I didn't realize your hair was so light. I could show you pictures of me when I was a little kid. I had straight up white hair.
All white people have blonde hair when they are babies, right? And then it turns... No, and then it turns brown later, right? No.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happens, man. All white people are born with white hair.
It goes from Bobby to Bobby Chew. It's the evolution.
Anything else about white people you want me to clear up for you while we're here?
Yeah, how small are my eyes?
No, all I'm saying is like a lot of them are fully blonde, and then they have brown hair later.
That happens, but that's... All white people, dude.
I think all the guys I've dated were like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except for that Puerto Rican
the
guy.
The plot thickens.
But he did have blue eyes.
You're Mexican. You have some Mexican in you. That prevents that from happening.
No, that's why I'm not throwing my hat in here. Okay, but cool. No, you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
You are so,
if you have brown
so
hair.
You're casually racist if you're that you don't get it.
No, that's true. Mexico number one.
Wow, that is some...
That's some white hair.
That is bleached. That is Backstreet Boys
bleached
hair. My
mom dressed me like that, by the way. That
is not a choice. Bobby is straight up an NSYNC member.
Oh, my God. Look
as a baby. Lance Bass.
That's not... There is no way that's Bobby.
Yeah, that's Bobby.
Why would you put on a red dress, Bobby?
Okay, that's my sister who everyone says I look like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ken, I don't know if Chad...
Oh, speaking of looking like your siblings...
Zoom in on that.
If you see any pictures of me, I went snowboarding with my...
Yeah, let me see.
Our Zoom buttons working? Bobby?
Big Brother.
No, I got to reprogram them.
They're off.
Sorry, I'll give you a close up. Tell me when I'm in frame here.
You are
so Bobby
in frame.
Is showing
just get
stream.
Closer. Get closer.
Closer, closer, closer.
There it is,
closer.
Right there.
Bobby, you handsome devil.
Dude, everybody says that Bobby has the best voice and he's so attractive.
What?
Can we procreate with a blue eye, blonde hair baby?
What? Can you tell us our timestamp on Twitch right now so people can look at what you look like? Yeah, it should be at the bottom right.
Where do I find
the bottom
info?
Right of the OBS.
Oh, of OBS. We are at 2 hours, 18 minutes.
2 hours, 18.
Oh, this is
going to
be
out.
A 4 hour show.
All you have
guys.
To say is clip
no,
it.
No, buckle up, folks. No,
that's when we turn
can
on
we clip
Twitch.
That? Can we clip
like
that?
Hour,
and then
minutes.
Someone in the viewer audience will clip it.
Even
I promise
better.
You.
Next
somebody
week, I'll bring
that.
My prom picture. We'll see the whole evolution.
I want to see the evolution of
buckle up, buttercup. We're going on for a ride.
You look at any photo of me, and I look exactly the same.
Oh, do you have blue eyes or green eyes?
Jury's still out on that. I don't know, man. Like in different situations, my eyes look different, but
yeah,
they're green. My driver's license.
Like
green.
If you look straight at me, they look green. But then when you were looking at the screen, they look
they're
blue.
Like hazel. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm
like
so
a fucking
in love right
chameleon.
Now. Jesus Christ. I can't look at white people.
So, sometimes my eyes look brown and sometimes they look light brown.
mine look like black or shit. Those are two options. Dude, as a kid, I used to get so many compliments about how dark my eyes were. Like, oh my God, they're like midnight. They're like dark. And then one day I looked at them and they were like brown. And I was like, it's all turned to poop. It's all shit. It's all shit. And my life hasn't been the same since then. All right, let's go.
All right. We've been going.
All right. Last bit of news. Epic clears Ninja after an extremely stupid Fortnite witch hunt.
So apparently this is just... Ninja has gotten a couple of people banned, and they were trying from the banning. The community was trying to stain his name, cause an uproar on Reddit, and all this good stuff. But then saying, "Hey, don't fuck with Ninja because you'll get streams. No, because he'll report you for stream sniping, and you'll get banned for no reason." And so they were also trying to attack Epic and say Epic was prioritizing his. Complaint and the severity of them getting banned was just because he's such a big name and whatever Ninja says, like it goes.
Yeah,
Epic
right.
deal.
Right.
Makes sense though.
But in the end, for some reason, they did some investigating and they said that like you know, it's like they cleared out Ninja's name. He's not an asshole that will get you banned for no reason. And the people that were trying to create this uproar were purposely working together to try to like take down his name.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Which, of course, if you're that big of a name, you're going to get all of this animosity and everything else and these trolls. But nonetheless, I don't think it's okay to get banned for stream sniping someone.
No, totally not.
Because, but really? You can, and people have been banned, and it's not just with Ninja, but it's with other large-time streamers out there.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear a lot about that, and the reason I don't agree with it is because you can circumvent that by putting a delay on your stream.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It makes it a little weird interacting with chat, though. Yeah. I know a lot of people who don't do that for that reason, because you're 10 seconds behind, chat sees something 10 seconds after it happens, it's just, it creates this disconnect.
But really is unfortunate, stream sniping, because I've dealt with it. And in fact, one of my best gamer friends stream sniped me. And that's how we met. Oh, God.
What was that?
It's a tiny spider.
Oh.
And it was on her microphone?
Yeah.
Put it on her.
No!
Put it on her, or you're off the podcast. Put it on her. Give it to me.
I don't know where it went. Okay,
don't
eat it. I think it's dead.
Where is it?
I don't know, dude. It's right there. It's dead.
Oh, my God.
That was so gross.
That was the smallest spider I've ever seen.
If you guys have seen that, it's...
That was like on my lip.
It looks no.
Apparently, Amelia, you're just flicking off the camera. Oh. Like, you see this, dude? You see this?
Anyway, look. See that little tiny dot? If you guys can see that,
there's no way they can see
that. Spider of some sort.
Yeah, this is protein for
Amelia,
the day.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't like spiders.
Don't they say like in your lifetime, like 4 or 5 spiders are going to crawl into your mouth?
That's all bullshit.
Yeah, that one almost got into my mouth. Thank you, Minnie. I guess it just happened.
It literally just happened. You got to say that's bullshit. Proof is right here. We've got it on tape.
I hate the spider, by the way.
Talk about stream delays. That was such a delayed, like, freak out reaction. That just grosses me out, knowing a spider was literally about to crawl like up my nose.
It was one of many.
Yeah, there
those babies come in packs.
Oh,
they have little
parachutes. Laid eggs inside that microphone.
Oh my God, that's gross, Bobby! Don't say that.
Right. Yeah, it just reminded me. I should watch Arachnophobia.
I'm sweating.
That was the first movie I remember it being touted as a thrill-omedy.
Yeah,
right.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
I need to go back and watch that. Yeah. It's been a minute. Like, I feel like we all, like, nobody's talking about arachnophobia.
Not enough people, that's for damn sure.
Was that one with giant spiders, or was that the...
No, there's normal
spiders.
Well,
normal-ish. What was it? Jeff Daniels said the same all. John Goodman was
John Goodman. Okay, I know him.
Yeah.
Gee, finish your point.
Stream sniping, it sucks, but when you become a streamer, you put yourself out there. There are ways to prevent it and try to avoid it, even though you do have to deal with it. But at the same time, if you're getting fame... Yeah, it's kind of one of those trades.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Famous people complaining about paparazzi is like streamers complaining about stream shoppers.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's things like are going to come along with it. You know, what's interesting, when I read this article, he was talking about how, like, he took responsibility for it. He was like, I just got to be more careful. And I've never watched a stream. I don't really know how he is on stream, but it almost seems like he has to tone down and be more careful. You know, he doesn't stream with women. That was like a whole thing a little while ago. Like, he plays it so carefully. Like, all eyes are on him. And to be in that position, everyone kind of takes it for granted. You know, we all see him and they're like, this guy makes so much money, does all this. But I mean, he is so under the microscope right now.
He's like, very good at what he does.
Yeah.
If this is the only scandal that's gone his way, that's nothing.
I'm sure he has many scandals and more to come down the road.
Oh, that's the other thing. There's so many up and coming streamers that want to do it. Or what are they? All the rappers call it fucking haters.
Yeah.
There's so many haters coming up.
What are the rappers?
What are the rappers calling it these days? Those kids. It's the same thing. There's people out to do him in actively.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this article was about, is that these people were purposely doing anything to try to sabotage his career.
I don't have one bad word to say about Ninja, except for, like, he should be banging everybody except for, instead of not streaming with girls. That's the only thing. Right? No. Okay. She doesn't agree. He should be banging everybody.
Shouldn't we all?
Maybe he prefers the bros, bro gamers.
Yeah, maybe.
Where them DLG hoes at?
Still waiting on that.
I keep them in a box.
All right. A little bit of hardware to talk about here. Pixel 3, we got some updates on that?
Yeah, well, I got a Pixel 3.
Oh!
Under Emilio's recommendation, and it's like coming off of my work-issued iPhone 5S or whatever the hell this piece of shit is. It's amazing. Dude, I love the Android
number.
Yeah, I have the love the new I love the Android operating system.
I can see one problem already. So all those things on the top are your notifications. So usually they would be on your apps.
Okay.
And which I really like about the iPhone.
Yeah.
But you have them at top. So you
These notifications.
Yeah, maybe you're not one of those people that just take care of all their notifications off the. You like to have them piled up.
No, actually, I just like this. These are all less than an hour old. If you see that.
Oh, because we're on the podcast,
right?
I got you. Yeah. Okay, my bad. Because it bothers the shit out of me.
Me as well, dude. Yeah, okay. I hate notifications at the top.
Okay,
but
I get both on my phone notifications. Yeah. Like, for instance, my Snapchat has two little snaps waiting for me,
and can you
then
show me
when it's when on the icon. And when I get mail and stuff, it shows me too.
Was that a? Oh, I like that. Was that a? Did you download that?
Look at my messenger. I have 12 messages waiting for
me. Did you download that, or was that part of?
No, that's just part of my
what
user interface. You don't get that as an Android user?
No.
No wonder why I keep HTC, because it does have like little subtleties
that's
like
dope.
That. And then my Zoe camera. Did I show you? I'll show you like a little video that I put together for my.
Trip.
Birthday, and it's exclusive to this cell phone where I'll just select a couple of photos and it'll automatically make a slideshow for me.
My phone does that while I sleep without me telling
you. Google does that.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, Google does that, but this one is where you just create it on your own and it puts it like it.
So you highlight them and then it makes like a slideshow.
Yeah. Not just slideshow, but like a video slideshow and everything else.
This thing's making like GIFs of videos that I'm not even asking it to make GIFs
of. Yeah, and stylizing. Like, hey, it's Google.
GIF is ready.
It's Google.
Like, I didn't ask
it stylizes
phone.
Your photos and then it throws it at you, collages it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives you a back massage in your sleep.
So you've had it a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you
no
fan?
Something. Yeah. No. I definitely love this phone. This little fingerprint sensor on the back of the phone. It's amazing. It's like
amazing.
Like this whole thumb thing, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So the iPhone had it on the thumb right there.
Yeah.
This one has it on the back with the index finger.
Because
so
you could
much
do
easier.
It. Well, I know we're talking about tiny first world problems.
Yeah.
But as you pick up the phone, your finger naturally goes to that position.
Exactly. So that's how I'm holding it right now.
As opposed to pick up, unlock, it's pick and unlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Google Assistant, I thought you were a little overselling that a bit. Mm-hmm. That thing is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how it wakes you up like in such a calm, nice way.
Dude, do you wake up to the light?
Yeah.
I wake up to the light too.
The light is...
You know, and that other thing you talked about, the call screening, that's coming to the other Pixels as well now.
Oh, yeah. And so is night sight.
With the camera. Picture
and, so you won't... Yeah. According to them, you'll never need flash again.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's how good this night sight
photo is. That's really cool.
But, I mean, you can do that with other cameras, but usually you get a lot of film grain
when
you do that. So I don't know. I looked at the pictures. I'm like, they could have been touched up. I don't know. They look good.
This takes 12 pictures and takes the best of those 12 and then combines them and enhances what you need to see and unhances.
Yeah, to the pictures.
Enlarges what it needs to enlarge.
The pictures on this, they just take amazing pictures. Like, it's the quality of these pictures. Oh, that's the cats, but
yeah.
Here's one of Chi. That's, God,
She's not that hot.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that just it makes everything
prettier. I actually don't like this photo of me. I don't like this photo of me.
Picture.
Don't repost any of these photos.
She just deleted it.
Oh, weird. I'm like glitching in this photo. Look, I'm moving.
So
that's another thing.
A live photo is what that's called. So it takes like a half second picture.
So the other thing is like he can scroll between that and find the best one frame and stick with that and that'll be.
So when Smoochie takes a selfie of herself on your photo, you actually get 12 photos of me. Ooh.
Yeah, 12 for the price of one.
No, just kidding. No, but it's funny because I might be in the market for a new phone soon. I'm definitely not going to go HTC, even though I love HTC.
Yeah, you've been part of that UI for a long time.
Forever, since I was probably 16.
Ooh. All your charges are going to work for, the Pixel.
And I kind of want an Asus phone. I had no idea. Asus.
I think they only have the ROG right now.
Really?
That thing's like $1,000.
I'd get a Pixel. I'm telling everybody. Just
so that's just so you guys know, we're not sponsored by that, by Google. Yeah. You'd know about this.
Yeah.
But 3 out of 4 of us are Google users.
Yeah. Well, I was comparing this and the Asus phone a lot, like over weeks, and Pixel just won it out.
Really?
Yeah. Because because of all the other features, like the Asus is really good for gaming. Nothing else.
I mean, if it's good for gaming, it means it has a really strong and fast processor.
It does have
and
a strong processor.
That's kind
for sure.
of what I need.
But do you though?
Because
I do. Okay. Because I'm constantly using my phone and multiple different apps. And
I mean, this thing runs all apps.
No,
all the time.
But
this is like
Pixel any is known modern for phone not you get being able is, to run multiple apps at once. Yeah. That's its one downfall.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't run into that issue.
It
yet.
Doesn't have. Yeah. It's
what the
it's
hell are you guys
RAM.
Doing with your phone? Running all these apps.
I jack off with 4 screens going at once.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Like, I forgot that
let me talk about the jacking off.
Bobby, I love using my phone for all the things. Like, I like watching Twitch on my phone, music, the social media bullshit.
Everything. Picture in picture. I know, like, pretty much every Android phone has that, but that's something that iPhone doesn't, is picture in picture. Yeah. Like, I can watch Netflix and scroll through Reddit at the same fucking time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I could.
On your Pixel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that on the iPhone. The iPhone, it's like one.
Oh, and there's a mid grade Pixel coming out next year, I think, for a mid range price of
They're probably. That's what I was thinking. They got to have like a budget model. Because even the Pixel, not the XL, but the normal Pixel, is still kind of expensive. And the iPhone really knocked it out of the park with the 4S, the 5S. Like, those are really cheap ones. I mean, those are phones for like your parents, you know, people who put off getting a smartphone for years and years, like that's perfect for those people. But Google doesn't have a response to that.
Yeah.
And just to wrap this up, guys, or one little, I don't know, something small turned big is when the Pixel turns your entire room where you're sleeping, like your direction orange, you just wake up. It's weird. It's fucking weird.
It's like, it's like natural light.
It's like natural light, and it just makes you wake up. I wake up 3 minutes before my alm every morning.
See, the sun does that for me.
Yeah, that's exactly
what I sleep through the sun.
We don't wake up to the sun.
Dad or a bus or some crackhead. Like, there's lots of things that wake me up.
I wake up at 5 in the morning, so there is no light. So this is like natural light.
My bed is right next to my window, and I always have these complaints about, I'm pretty sure there's a creeper outside my window. And honestly, I might
Were you at Shadow Master? You in San Diego?
Stop. No, but like literally, there's no privacy at all. I've never been late in my bed, literally,
Michigan?
Yeah. I would need new blinds. I would need new blinds if I ever wanted to like get it on. It's freaking.
You haven't smashed in there yet?
I have so many creeper points.
You haven't hooked up in your new place?
No, dude.
Jeez.
Who do you think
really,
I am?
You're really hung up on this.
All right, let's move on.
It hasn't even been 6 months since I've been dumped yet, actually.
You weren't dumped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy. Oh boy. I said it.
What are you doing over there, Bobby?
Eating a keto bar.
Oh wow. Oh, so bad.
Oh, you thought the spider was bad. That is. Oh, Bobby.
All right. Time for some listener questions.
That's literally the first time he's heard that in years. Oh, Bobby.
We don't know that.
Well, this is completely gone off the rails. We haven't looked at the show notes in 45 minutes. I got to pee again.
All right. Cadillacs asks, have you ever seen a UFO?
No.
Unidentified foreign object?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe on a dick. I'm fucking kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
That's top 3 cheese jokes ever? Yes, please.
And nothing from Bobby.
Nothing. He's like, what?
Am I the only one not drinking?
Stone cold face, yes, Bobby.
Okay, that things are starting to make sense now.
She's talking about an STD or a super giant head or something. I don't know. I've seen some weird things in the sky, but they've always been explained, or I can explain them away. Same thing with the ghosts, you know. We only see 30% of what we actually see. Everything else is, so who knows?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, but I have seen weird things twice, and I can't explain them. And I've also had a lot of people explain super weird shit, and they can't explain it. But who knows, Dan? I don't know. I don't think it's aliens visiting us. I think we would have full contact if they were flying around here. It makes most sense.
Bobby?
No, I've never seen a UFO.
All right.
All right, cool.
I saw a drone flying outside my window one time, though. I mean, not like right outside my window, but I'm like, you know, I live downtown, so it's like a drone flying around. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can't do that. So I got on my balcony. I was like, what the fuck's going on down here? I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, who's controlling this? And then I see in the fast food parking lot next to me, some crackheads down there flying a drone. And,
no way.
Yeah.
For what
actual
reason?
Crackheads.
So crackheads
are you just
drones,
calling the
bro?
Kids crackheads?
No, no. This guy looked a little screwy. So I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And he's like with some other guy. And then he like flies it. He sees me looking at it. So he flies it up by me. I'm like, give him a wave. He's like, you want one? $50.
I'm
like, oh, this guy's fucking trying to hawk.
How did you not buy it?
I'm not going to buy a fucking drone from a crackhead in the Jack in the Box parking lot.
And
yeah.
There's a slot on the drone to put your credit card swipe. Oh, it's like, no. It's one of those Android Pays.
I thought you were going to say
Android
that $50
Pay from
coin.
A drone. No.
Slot for your 50.
Oh my God, gosh. Dude. Yeah, I'm going to buy some speakers out of the back of his van.
I had a buddy that did that. And he opened up the speakers when he got home, and they were filled with bricks.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I had a dude. Someone,
not bricks,
I mean, that's like the old joke, right? Like selling speakers out of the back of your van. It only happened to me once where someone tried to do that. And this is why I knew it was straight up bullshit. Like the dude comes up to me. Like I'm at work, and I'm like on break, and I'm walking back to work. He's like, hey, man. Starts giving me this spiel. It's like, you know, me and my buddy, you know, we're just looking to make a little bit of money here, trying to get rid of these speakers. We got some excess, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I mean, this, you look like the only normal dude walking around here. And like right then and there, I'm like, this guy's full of fucking shit. Because right. I have like bright red hair, like dyed back in the day, my ears pierced. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm the only normal guy right here that you decided to walk up to. No, thank you.
I can't wait to see that photo of you. First blonde Bobby, now red ginger Bobby.
Red hair. I dyed my hair gray one time. That was cool.
Well, Bobby, what happened?
I had a lot of hair colors in
high
school.
Did you hit 30 and then all of a sudden?
I listened to too much punk music.
Okay.
Yeah. You listen, man, you go back and listen to it. I'm like, this sounds like hot garbage. But back then, it was cool. Jocko, you're going to bite a wire. I know it.
He's gonna...
Or the very last of what's left of mini scrotum.
The scrotum is tech. It's intact. The testicle is not.
That's right.
Moving on.
John Kruk only has one nut. Anyway, Shadowmaster asks, question for the podcast. He never spells a question right.
Never spells question right. Question.
What kind of hardware do you guys think Bruce Wayne put in the Bat computer? Good call. Did he have? He probably had some like
Linux,
server equipment in there, like dual Xeons or something.
I think he had little hamsters and like bat costumes. Just
a bunch of hamsters running around back there.
Why not bats? He has an abundance of bats.
Do you think he like contracted that work out? Like, did he build that? Did Alfred build that? Like, who's? I just don't see him putting that together.
No, the elbow grease into it. You think maybe he just paid? He just paid a whole bunch of laborers and then threw them down the bat cave so they wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah,
a bunch of Home Depot.
Maybe he killed the people who built it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what.
It could be a whole comic on how it was built and how many people.
Yeah, that's the origin story we all want.
Yeah. Yes, it really is.
Well, or maybe Batman. You open up the console and there's fucking flesh.
Bruce Wayne
it
standing
has, like,
in
like pulse.
Damn, it's just, that's dark.
I'm just kidding.
Literal wetware.
Exactly.
What if it was filled with all the dicks that I was missing? Not funny. Not funny at all.
Oh my God, I just almost skipped past three listener questions here. Okay, next one from Real Cajun Crusader. He says, serious question, how can I get as cool as you people? Ooh, I don't know if this is the bar you want to set for yourself.
I think the only constant between us is that we're in San Diego and that we're gamers. So move to San Diego since you're already a gamer.
And we're older.
Yeah,
for the most part.
As you see,
if you were really going to take the like question, like you said, serious question, I think with age comes knowledge, and with knowledge comes like you don't care as much And so there you go. Because when you're younger and you really care about like being cool, you're not going to be cool.
No.
Right?
I feel like with Cajun, you have to understand that you are cool, perhaps even cooler than us.
It's just that per
scenario and chance, like you said, we're in San Diego, we congregate and we commit to putting ourselves out there. So it's just us putting ourselves out there. I'm actually kind of lame and boring. I mean, if
we can be cool for 3 hours a week.
If I were interesting enough, I'd be dateable. But here's the thing. But you know, I think you're just as cool as us. Don't think we're that cool just because we talk through a microphone and put it on the internet. You know, we're just like you guys.
Now, Taco is a real Cajun crusader. I've known him as Taco. I've known him a few years, and he is really a cool guy. He lives down in Louisiana. He's really Cajun.
Yes. Listen, Gambit really is the coolest X-Men
for sure.
Yeah, but I would never give him that credit because he's so cool because he has a Cajun, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
A gambler, mutant, Cajun,
just
uses a staff,
yeah,
uses playing card. Okay,
totally, dude. Totally fuckable.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very. He has red eyes and yeah, he would always put those lush hair. Yeah, he's super sexy, but not my favorite because he's too cool.
He's too cocky. So
use that Cajun thing. Go if you take that Cajun thing to Canada, you're gonna. I'm never gonna hear from you again. You're gonna smash all day, dude. If you're a dude,
he is.
All right, Bullstone asks, I would like to hear your opinion why we haven't seen randomly generated maps for games like Battlefield or Call of Duty.
Too much fidelity, too much requirements for graphics. Those games sell hugely on graphics and playability and everything working. You can't do the reason we've only seen randomly generated maps on low-res things is for a reason. It's insanely hard to do. I think the biggest randomly generated things we've seen is probably from No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Right? Probably. But those were already pre-set up randomly generated, if that makes sense.
I think like the planets are all pre-set up, but like in the planet's order, it's random.
Not only that, you have to think about combat balance. Balance is such a huge thing too in these competitive shooters.
Yeah,
that was going to be my point, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Super smart.
Like, you want to learn the map.
That's exactly it, G.
Like, for Call of Duty, for me, like, like I say, in the first 20 levels suck because that's when you're learning shit. I don't want to have to like learn a map as I'm going through it every time. I want to know that map and be able to fuck people up in that map because I know my angles.
I was thinking about this in Dead Cells today where like I couldn't jump up on this one thing that I thought I should be able to. Mm-hmm. And then I walked to the other side and I was able to. And then I was like, how do you program these things into these randomly generated programs? Like these little tiny intricacies where I know they come in blocks and they put the blocks in together randomly and the blocks are all conformed. But it's like little things like that. If you had two or three things that didn't work over and over and over, the beta would fail. Then the live launch would fail.
Yeah.
And then you don't sell your game. So it's better to have tried and true things because those random things aren't going to work in the future. Yeah. That, yes. Fuck. Yeah. I mean, randomly generated is the way to go.
I think so.
It's my favorite levels.
It was a big selling point a while ago, but now it's just
with what? Like
with all games, like I'd say like 5 years ago, everything was just like randomly generated. It's all about being randomly generated.
Randomly,
but in some games, it just doesn't make a difference. Like Stardew.
Do you think
maybe it was Starbound?
Deep Rock Galactic could even survive at all with that without that being its forefront? No, not at all.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: when you get into randomly generated, like, yes, it's randomly generated, but you see the patterns. You see the building blocks over and over again. So it's the same stuff, just rearranged slightly differently.
Is there a difference between randomly generated and procedurally generated?
I think they're used interchangeably. Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a specific difference between it.
I think there is.
For the most part.
I think procedurally means every single bit. And then I think randomly is
building blocks.
Talking about building blocks that are pre-set up in their own pattern.
Okay.
Which is what Deep Rock Galactic is.
Yeah.
But then procedurally is
like every room would be different.
Everything that you can see would be being built right before you see it.
Right. Okay.
I think.
I think. I get you.
Yeah. Which is what No Man's Sky is.
Yeah.
Supposedly. I don't know. Man, It was so weird how, like, it was a thing, then it totally wasn't a thing, and then it was a thing, and then nobody's playing again. I'm talking about No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Like, we were, I was like, I'm going to be playing this for the next year. I'm part of the podcast, people. I got to keep things rolling around here.
All right. Warconia says, 4K gaming is stupid, says Linus.
I agree.
Yeah. So Linus did this whole thing.
Gaming, I think. Go ahead.
No, he just said in general. Well, he said even remotely competitive.
Yeah.
And I think that doesn't even mean like against other people. If you're playing anything on hard mode, let's say, those frames are going to count. So he went through this whole thing about how far you have to be to see individual pixels from the screen. Some people do play with their face right up against the screen.
Yeah.
Some people have a more mid, and then some people lean back in their chairs. And that's just the way you play. And his ultimate thing was, you know, after having everybody in his crew play three different computers, one on low res, high frame rate, one with mid res,
like 1080?
High, yeah, 1080 was the mid rate. 1080, and then super high rate, and then the fourth one being 4K with like 60 frames.
Mm-hmm.
I think universally his team picked the middle one.
The 1080.
The 1080 high, at
like 120.
What game were they playing?
144.
They're playing Doom.
Okay.
And not really
first-person shooters are very different too, I think. And also, do you want more of a cinematic or competitive experience? Are you playing PvP or are you playing single player? I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for everybody.
Like, but he's also appealing to the masses, right? I mean, his audience is the PC gaming masses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot of different kinds of PC games. Like, right. When I play MOBAs or RTS, 27 inches is too big of a screen.
Yeah.
Like,
27 is the sweet spot for me.
I mean, it is a good middle ground, and I do like my monitor, especially for first-person shooters. And even, like, ultra-wide, I think would be great if I was playing, like, single-player first-person shooters. But if I were to do anything competitive, probably too big.
And here's the thing, though. For me, as a gamer, and a competitive gamer, where frame rate is actually more important than graphics, I will dumb down my graphics extremely so just to get a better frame rate because I know that'll give me the advantage
the in
a competitive setting. Yes.
Yeah. So he's saying 4K gaming is dumb, pretty much.
I mean, that's the title, but, you know, that's like a clickbait title.
That's that's also what I watched the entire video, and that's where he ended up. I think he started off with theory, and he tried to prove that theory, and, you know, it's, you know.
Is Linus gay?
No, he's married with a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can be married with a kid and be gay.
It's so funny. In the Discord channel I'm in, somebody linked a video where can you look up Linus, girlfriend approved TV? And then in the screenshot, he's sitting next to a dude in a couch.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about, the guy on the left, he could do better.
Oh, yeah. But it's a Reddit thing, I think. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. He's interestingly likable.
Yeah, I mean, he's Canadian. You have to like him.
Is it that Asian girl? Is that his girlfriend?
Yes.
Go up, Bobby?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Yeah, he's going to get divorced.
No, he's not.
No, because he's rich
so
now.
Cute.
He's rich now. He can do better.
He's been rich for a long time.
He could do better? What's wrong with her?
He can do better. You're better looking than she is, G, by far.
Looks don't get you anything. I have nothing in my life. Seriously. And I'm like...
That is so
now
it's
not
sad.
The tongue, Chief.
My God.
Fuck my looks.
What?
Maybe if I was like... Maybe if I looked as bad as her, I could get Linus as my husband. How about that?
What?
That's a weird turn.
I don't know.
I'm just saying you can't bash on this chick just because she's not as cute.
You think he fell in love with her for her mind?
Oh, maybe he did, dude. Why are you bringing this up?
All right, let's go. Let's move on.
Two drink maximum.
There was a really good video that Clown Lotion linked me a while ago, and I wish I still had it, but it was talking about sizes of monitors, resolutions, all that thing, and
yeah.
and kind of the science of it. It was a really good video. It was very long. It was like 15 minutes, but made a very good point. But really, I don't think there's one right answer. I really think it depends on the type of game that you're playing and what you personally want out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I would never go back to a regular screen. You guys talk about these 24, 27s. My ultra wide is...
Yeah. Dude, I would totally... If I didn't already spend the money, like, I would totally buy it, like, replace mine with a 24-inch. It's just... I don't like it. I don't like having a 27-inch.
You would go back smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smaller 1080p. I go straight up competitive.
You
like
can straight up go fuck yourself.
Dude, that's what they use. Every single esports event, 24-inch, Asus, 120 hertz.
What am I hearing?
That's it. That is probably your sprinkler system. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, we've never gone this late.
Yeah. Not even that late. Okay, last listener question from Stravinsky. Question for Mini Del Macho, but also anyone else too. What FPS third-person game have you played that most accurately portrays the feeling of using real firearms compared to the real thing? For example, reloading, recoil, iron sight, scopes.
Right. Well, the first game that I recall was... Oh, what was that army game? The one that they used as a recruitment tool.
Oh,
something army.
America's Army.
America's Army.
Yeah. Something like that.
So I remember when that game released. I was it was like just a small detail, but when you reload a gun that isn't empty, you keep that round chambered. So you pull out like a magazine, but you still you pull in like a 30-round magazine, but you have 31 rounds. Available because you have that round in the magazine.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. No other game really does that. Like, once you reload...
What about the time to reload? Was that accurate in that game?
No, because...
America's Army.
Well, I mean, you have a
That's
gun,
what
right?
it's called.
Like, you have a firearm?
Oh, I've shot a lot of firearms.
Okay, so, I mean, like, one. You know reloading takes...
I mean, yeah, I do.
Time.
You fucking creepy podcast listeners.
Bobby does. But, yeah, like...
Well, I mean, it depends
what,
on
what, I haven't shot a gun?
I'm saying own the firearm.
I've lived in households with owned firearms.
Okay.
Come on, I grew up in the Midwest. No, I know how to handle it.
I know. I have no doubt.
The Midwest, is that?
Yeah, we hunt.
It's like one word from the Wild West.
Main streets of Minnesota.
And then my sister, who's Navy, would also set me up on blind dates. And for some reason, they always wanted to go to the firing range. So I've shot quite a few guns.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But as you all know then, reloading takes time. So yeah, reloading is not accurate in really any game.
Mm-hmm. If you're really in a dire situation and you're going as fast as possible.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a lot of training in it.
A lot of training.
And you've practiced
But you'd
reloading.
Also fuck it up 1 out of 20 times,
yeah.
probably.
But
going that fast.
Going along with America's Army is they also had like different what's the word I'm looking for? Like classes, shit.
Operators? I don't know.
I can't think. But anyway, like in a fire team, you got four people. You got a point man, a gunner, a scout, and sometimes somebody that has like explosives. That's like the four basics. And this game actually had that. Yeah, like a four-man fire team, and you'd run with those four people.
I thought it was a pretty fucking good game. It was free, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was free. Yeah.
Still is.
And this is like the old, not the Proving Grounds. But
oh, there's a new one coming out, too.
But the old one from like 2006, I think it was, 2005, 2006.
I don't know. There might be a fucking piece on this, but this is one of the strangest things that's ever happened in gaming, that the United States Army...
Mm-hmm.
made a game to recruit people.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about it in news, but you know what they're doing now? They're starting esports teams.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's what I missed. Yeah, they're now sponsoring esports teams. They want the fastest people. And it's not going to work. The Koreans are going to win the wars when we go to...
I don't know if it comes down to skill, though. It's not like a flight sim. I think they're just trying to appeal to a younger audience so they can up their recruitment.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't even think you're close on that, buddy.
Really?
No.
They're doing this just to get kids in the army?
No.
They're trying to find out who's really good with the mouse and keyboard?
Yeah. So I'm not trying to be funny. I really do think that...
Oh, I know, but...
the armies of the future will be fought on mouse and keyboard until they're automated, but we're not there yet. So whoever
can... coming from Ender's Logic.
Yeah, yeah.
Derived from Ender's Game.
Game, yeah. I think whoever can control the robots that are on the field faster are going to win the wars. And so that's why they're recruiting. And that's why Korea is going to Welcome to the United States of Korea. That's my.
But I mean, like, by, we're allies with South Korea, and we know North Korea. They don't have any video games.
No internet.
Yeah, right. So they're right out of the picture.
They have KNET. It's just a picture of Kim Jong-un in various hairstyles.
But then more recently, let's say 2011, I played Arma 2 for the first time. And this game like blew my mind on how accurate it was to being an operator in the military, because it went through like different stances of just firing. Like you had the standing, the kneeling, the sitting, the half sitting, the prone, and there was like 12 different stances. Like, yeah, this is all shit that I've
I think
learned.
It's more. I think it there was a, like 14 at least.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was like, fuck.
One thing back to Battlefield 5, you can lay back and shoot over your belly now,
right?
Which I thought was really cool for a video game. But how would you add that and not have leaning?
Like they do have leaning in Battlefield 5.
They do not.
They do.
They don't.
They. I promise you, they do.
Bobby.
So what you have to do to lean?
Battlefield 5. Is there leaning?
There is.
Dude, I haven't played.
Let
Battlefield
me tell
5.
You how to do it.
You can you look it up? Because you're on the computer. Is what we're talking about.
So
thank you.
You get like close to a wall, and then you scope in, and then you're automatically lean. Hit be next to a wall.
Oh, so there's no command.
It's not like
there's
a QE.
No, yeah, there is no QE. QE.
Oh, okay.
Medal of Honor back in the day.
Contextual lean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Contextual. When I get that lean in, that contextual lean in, that's battlefield.
Good. That battlefield.
But the weapon, the gunplay in
you've
Arma
lost
2. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to fucking Stravinsky. The gunplay in that game was also on point. Like the weapons they had were very accurate. Like take the AT-4 rocket launcher. That game has been portrayed so inaccurately in so many games. But in that's just like basically like our version of an RPG. And that was just like, so it was perfect. That's exactly how they fire. Like they fire extremely quick. It's not like a missile being fired. This is like an actual like flaming bullet. It fires like four.
Sounds awesome. You shot one?
AT-4, yeah.
Into what?
In the ground.
Lame.
Yeah, I mean, dumb. I'm not.
Don't they have like old VWs out there?
They have like old, yeah, beat up tanks, but
yeah.
Minnie, what's your favorite gun to shoot?
In the military, it was probably the, it was the 7.62 machine gun. I can't remember what it's called. The M240 assault. And
that's cool.
That's America's response to the AK.
No, it's like a machine gun, like not an assault rifle, but like a machine gun. You have to lay down.
You got
to
lay down.
You're not.
Rambo.
You're not, yeah.
How big are the bullets on that one?
A 7.62.
762. Oh no, 7.62. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
That's like a 50 cal, bro.
Yeah, that's a 50
no,
cal.
No, we're talking 7.62 is like smaller than a 5.56.
My sister's actually an amazing shot. She got like top of the class with all the guns. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like you'll find like just people that have never fired before like get top of the class and like just it comes natural to some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
yeah.
Crazy.
My sister is definitely super deadly.
Yeah,
she's totally Cammy though from Street Fighter. I was Chun-Li and she was Cammy all the time.
Your sister in the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she was before. I mean, when we were younger, she would play Cammy and I would be Chun-Li.
Bobby, so, why are you scrolling through random games?
I'm trying to find this game that they had on Steam. It's free to play and it was supposed to be super realistic gunplay, but that's about all it was. And I always remember the art of it. It had like a gun, like a cross section of a gun, and you could see the clip going in. Okay. This is maybe from like 4 or 5 years ago, but it was like a game that really just wanted to simulate everything about.
You mean it's not
guns.
Hand simulator?
It was not hand simulator. This is before VR. This game was out, and I cannot remember. I thought it was just called like gun or ammo or something real simple like that, but I can't seem to find it.
I think I know what you're talking about. It was just like the simulation of a gun, but there's no like actual combat.
It's not really a game. It was almost just like a simulation.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's lost forever. It used to always pop up on like.
Maybe that's what we need to do. Just give all these people high end gun VR games.
No, that's what
so
we're talking about.
So it feels like the same thing. It feels like the real thing. I'm just kidding. No.
No,
I'm
really.
Kidding. I'm not like.
That game that was like.
Just make everyone a gamer.
All right.
You are.
Move on.
Gun control. Make everyone a gamer.
Okay.
It's like the real thing.
There's always a level of realism that games will commit to. And I don't, a lot of people like to argue that World of Guns. Thank you. That was it. I'm pretty sure that was it. I'm going to look that up. World of Guns.
Yeah. As far as like our Discord goes, our gun enthusiasts is, enthusiasts really like, what is that one that divided us all? That Russian game.
Escape from Tarkov.
From Tarkov. The gun enthusiasts, enthusiasts really like that game. But I don't know about this.
Yeah. This game is actually really accurate. This goes into the inner workings of the game, of the gun. We're talking about World of Guns. I played this a bit, and disassembling a rifle is just like the real thing. That's exactly how you would disassemble it. It goes through like a step-by-step process. It's really accurate.
There that's it is. Cool. The most, that's the answer to your question right there. World of Guns.
Yeah, but you don't shoot them though, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, if you do, you shoot them at like a paper target, but there's no like combat.
So your answer is Arma 2, but Arma 3 might be maybe. Better.
Yeah, I never played it, but.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Cool. Wait, this is not $49.99. What are you talking about? This is free to play. Oh, it's got DLC. No,
DLC. To get all the guns at once.
Full access is $50.
Which isn't crazy. I mean,
this is like, this sounds like a really weird
reference,
but it's almost like a train simulator, like a train set.
Or it's like a virtual gun closet.
I want to get all the cabooses.
I mean, half of the reason we play our racing games is to, you know, load up our garage, load up all the different skins.
100%, you're right.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
I mean, even in Counter-Strike, I'm really big on skins and stuff like that, but it's not actually like
a you can level up your guns too. Pistol chew or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Pistol chew? Do you think that's a Pokemon?
Yeah, I think so.
He's so drunk right now. God damn it, Emilio. All right.
I told Minnie that I was going to impose a 2-drink limit on myself, but everything got skewed, and here we are.
Yep.
Can't wait for you to listen to this episode next week, and you're just like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll make it that
did
far.
Did it again.
I make like it to the point where I'm drunk, and then I'm like, oh, good episode, guys.
Well, that's about it. Let's talk about what we're playing next week.
Oh, I'm going on vacation.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. Oh, I'm excited for you. So this is your first time going out
there? Yeah, it'll be my first time ever in Texas. I'll be seeing Kat. She lives near
there. Oh, Kat's in Austin. Yeah. Well,
she's a little far from there. She's like an hour north.
Nonetheless, vicariously, I wish I could be hanging out with you guys. I've always wanted to go to Austin.
Yeah, I'll definitely send you some pictures.
Are you putting your motorcycle in your carry-on?
Man, I wish I could just ride out.
That'd be awesome, right?
Oh, my God. Dude, I would tear the streets up.
I have friends in Austin, and a story I won't tell, but I definitely want to check out Austin. I'll be checking out Seattle before Austin, though.
Okay.
My sister's moving up to Seattle very soon.
My first drug dealer's name was Austin.
Yeah? Yeah.
And the circle continues. I'm going to be gone for quite a while, from the 22nd, which is Thanksgiving, through the 2nd. So that's like 11 days. So I'm definitely going to be missing the next podcast, and depending on when we record, maybe the one after that.
We'll schedule around not having you on, for sure.
This means I'm going to have to step it up and really play some games. By the way, wasn't that San Diego Land Center thing this past weekend? What happened?
Bobby,
I kept talking about it, like, I'm going to go, and then I never made it. Yeah.
Why, Bobby? What kept you?
Because I had 3 days right before work, or my last 3 days of work, where like I worked at like 8 o'clock, and by the time Friday rolled around, I was just so burnt out.
So wait,
I was like in a coma. If that's true,
if you worked at 8 to 8, are you really getting a vacation? Like, if you worked 8 to 8, days before.
I've said this many times. I would be a lot happier if we didn't have any breaks. And that sounds crazy, but for me, my work piles. Anytime we have a break, I have the days before we go on break are just so brutal that it just negates any time that I get off. So it would be more smooth if I just worked the entire year rather than take big breaks. But I don't know. That's just a theory. It may not even play out that way.
Or you could have your own business and have none of this.
I don't work that hard.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not that hard of a worker. But and then just like other shit during the weekend. But yeah, I'm really bummed that I wasn't able to make it down there. But I saw like videos from last year and everything that they do. And it was a very big event. And this is the only one they do during the year. They have smaller ones around the year. But the winter San Diego Land is like the big event that they do right here in Chula Vista. So yeah, I definitely want to be ready for that next year for the big one.
Is it going on? Is it like tomorrow?
No, it ended yesterday.
Oh. I mean, all right. it sounds really cool. And yeah. It's nearby me.
Well, since you didn't play games at the LAN over the weekend, what are you going to be playing this week, Bobby?
Probably those LucasArts games.
Nice.
Oh, what's going on with those Activision games, Bobby? How are those doing?
Which ones? Oh, the ones I bought last time?
Yeah, I
played two of them.
All right, cool. I'm glad you spent $217 on them.
Of not real money. Of Steam bucks.
Steam bucks you earned.
Yeah. Dude, you don't realize how useless... Like, I used to always ask for Christmas. Like, everyone was like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm just like, give me Steam money. That's where my money goes anyway. And, like, I used to love getting that as a gift. Now it's like a curse. Like you cannot turn that into real money. Like it's fake money. It's like, yeah.
It's Monopoly not even, bucks.
Yeah. You're speaking to me with a $600 knife here.
Yeah.
You still have that, Chi?
Yes, I do.
Sell it.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's not $600 me. It's the $150 that I spent on that little case. But all in all, I think I've spent about $100 total on CSGO cases. But it doesn't feel like I spent that much money because I've been playing this game forever.
For so many years.
And like, and even CS 1.6, you know, so all in all, 11 some years
sell
of
the
playing
knife,
a counter. No,
sell
I knife. Can't.
Sell does it deteriorate? I forget.
No. I'm going to,
The knife itself doesn't deteriorate. Price may go down, though.
I doubt it, though.
CS knives usually stay.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I rock a Louis Vuitton purse or anything like that, so I gotta rock my butterfly.
That's true. I've literally never seen anything nice ever. No, I'm just
wow. I know, as I take off my, like, 20-cent rings, you know, those, that aren't even all silver
that
anymore.
That beer
like,
is,
rusting.
Like, nicest thing. Never.
The nicest thing that's
the
been on our lips
thing
all,
I've
all month.
Walked yeah.
All right, what are you guys playing?
I might pick up Fallout 76. And I will definitely be playing. I feel like I need to catch up for all the time I couldn't game because I was sick right before my birthday. And then I went on my birthday trip, barely sat in front of the computer. I'm ready to game.
How much did you play Fallout 4?
Fallout, I played New Vegas more than, New Vegas more than I did 4. With 4, I think I looked at like my time, total time played was 10 hours in my first game save.
I don't know. Whatever I did, it wasn't a recommendation, nor get away from it. Maybe go back into Fallout 4.
Okay, like, yeah, you're right. I never beat Fallout 4.
Yeah, I don't know. Gee, I can't say go play this game, but I like it.
I'll see. I honestly can't.
As soon as you losers leave my house, I'm going to be playing Fallout 76. Unless I get raped by my girlfriend. She likes to do that.
Shut up, Emilio. All right. Shut up.
All right.
I don't know what I'm playing. Maybe fucking Pokemon while I'm on the plane. But I'm not going to have a lot of time for gaming. So what are you playing, Emilio?
I will be playing Fallout 76. And also, hopefully, that fucking Dead Cells update will be coming out.
Yeah.
And besides that, yeah, that's a whole week right there. So...
Hey, if you guys are in Austin, Colleen, Round Rock, or Corpus Christi, hit me up. I'll buy you a beer.
Talking to you, Lab Monkey. That's you. That's an hour away from you, I think.
Oh, I miss Lab. You never got to meet Lab in real life.
No,
did
I didn't.
You?
I did not, unfortunately.
Yeah. He's a shit. He's actually really cool. Yeah. Anybody we've ever met in real life have turned out to be amazing individuals.
Except for Tag Laura.
I knew you were going to say
that. Oh, I never met Tag. Oops.
Oh, you haven't met him?
No, I was.
You're trying to debate whether or not he's going to kill you, or you have a killer good time.
No, what was happening that weekend? It was Max's 30th, I think. No, that was BlizzCon. Something happened that
weekend. Just kidding, Tag. All right, speaking for Bobby Chi.
Just Mini Del Macho, Emilio.
Mini Del Macho,
Sion.
The meek person.
Just God
myself.
Just one fucking episode. Just.
Titties, everybody. Woo! Let's go.
Meek titties.
Hi, Bobby.
This is what three beers does. Three beers.
So sorry, Bobby.
Two.
No, I think you just used a keto bar.
I didn't know I was going to eat that anyway.
That's all you.
That's what I meant. To the podcast.
Oh.
You were included in that.
Okay.